Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, we're back for another week of N4G Radio after taking a week off. And apparently a week off causes some people to get swine flu.
Yeah.
Because Killer Wolverine is out this week. We don't know why.
We don't know why. He never called.
We're going to celebrate his birthday with cake and ice cream and pin the tail on the emo.
And he won't be here.
And I know.
Pin the razor on the emo.
Pin, well.
Well, fuck it, Dan, man. I'll take his place. Where's the controller at? I want to break it.
Here, I'll find you one.
If we pin, the razor somewhere on the emo, he won't have another birthday.
That's true.
But with us this week, we do have Gambus Khan, Jason Gambrell's here.
Greetings, programs.
He was probably really just hoping that we would have a video podcast so he could show off his Contra shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there will be no video outtakes this week. We're filming way too much other stuff and because we're on deadline.
Deadline.
Because the show should have been out like a week ago.
Deadline.
Yeah. Yeah, we just can't seem to get
What do you know? The video segment's getting pushed back.
Yeah, you know. That's what happens when you're lazy.
Yeah.
And you have too much other
now,
shit going on.
Now I know how Square Enix feels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also with us.
Huh?
We're Blizzard.
The Wombat Ryan Wombold is
What's
with
going
us.
On? Everybody. How y'all doing today?
And back from the grave. Because you're like 89
from the grave, the grave.
Back from his retirement meeting.
Why, Tom Yolkway?
What was that?
Had to go out and get my, had to get my AARP card this week.
That was the beginning of all
things. Get your Ohio Buckeye card.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. That was the Master System version of the original.
One AARP card. Two AARP cards.
The count can't get your age
from Yolkway.
The count certainly can't get your age.
Sounds like Mel Brooks' version of Altered Beast.
I thought you were going to do
Wise from Yogway.
Wise from Yogway.
I thought you were going to do the.
Still can't believe you didn't like that movie.
We're totally off trail here.
Yes, we are.
I thought you were going to do the milk lemonade around the corner fudges, man.
Wow.
I really thought you were going to do that.
Really? I mean, our podcast has always been kind of low on the maturity side, but really, the milk lemonade thing?
Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to try to go through fondling as fast as we can, but with 2 weeks under our belt.
Yeah, it's probably going to take a little while.
I like how you laughed at that. Did you find that humorous?
Yeah, might as well go ahead and lean back and enjoy it.
So, in other
one.
Words, we're doing a quick fondling.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
But see, the thing is there were a lot of games.
Gambus Khan's used to that.
I know.
Yeah.
He's become the master of it.
Yes.
The master of unlocking his pants.
We're so excited, though. We apologize. That's going to be so quick.
I just couldn't help myself. It's been a while.
We ain't waiting on you now. We're just going to take care of ourselves, roll over, and lay in the wet spot.
The listeners just turned it off and said, I got a headache.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Khan, why don't you start us off, put the CD down.
All right.
Pay attention.
Okay. This past couple weeks... Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Let me clear my throat.
On the Nintendo DS, I played some more Super Robot Tyson.
Which the review equals epic fail.
Yes.
You can explain to our listeners and our readers why you didn't have a review for them. Because now they don't know whether to buy it.
Dude, if they listen to the show, they should know.
It still might come down the pipe. But
booby robots.
It is
booby robot yes. Tyson.
Yes. And let me see. What is the game I played? I played.
I like that game. It's a good game.
Yeah. Played a little bit more of Darkspire for about 10 minutes. And I'm like, wow, this is tough. But it is great. It is a really good game. Okay. Now that we got the DS games out of the way.
That's my close the door.
I played a lot.
That was my sound effects for the Dark Spire.
I actually played quite a bit of trial games on my PS3 this week.
Trial PS Triple.
Yeah, I played Pixel Junk Monsters.
Pixel Junk Monsters.
For the very first time.
It's a great game.
Yes, and it is incredible.
Very, very good tower defense game.
Yes.
So forgettable.
No, it was incredible.
Unforgettable.
I loved it.
That's Pixel Junk Monsters.
Next PSN card I buy, I will be purchasing.
Purchasing?
Yeah, Pixel Junk Monsters.
Pixel Junk?
Yeah.
It's like Custer's Revenge.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of junk.
I know. Especially pixel junk.
I played that. It was fantastic. Played some UFC, the demo for UFC. And I kind of like it. I'm not going to say, oh, it's fantastic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you got to play this game. Oh, my God. But I will say that it's a good game.
Are you making fun of somebody?
No. No.
What, did you just turn around and look at me?
Well, Zero was implying that I'm making fun of someone in this room.
I'm trying to get on here, to get onto Twitter, to let everybody know, start sending their stuff in, and all of a sudden Gamus Khan is attacking me behind my back when I'm not even paying attention.
Hey, I'm not behind your back. I'm more like to your side.
What? Or, now, what game are you talking about?
UFC.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, UFC's amazing. Grow up.
You don't
like UFC, though, do you?
No.
That's the difference.
He just said it was a good game.
It was a good game.
No, but I said I mean the actual sport of UFC is what I mean.
Sport?
I watched like the first three tournaments when they had like Horace Gracie.
Oh, wow. So you're like
back
before it was
organized. Before it was popular.
Yeah.
But it was a good game.
You liked them before they were famous.
Yes, exactly.
You really have to be a real fan of
the sport in order to really get
into it.
Well, nowadays it's like the new bandwagon thing to jump on anyway, so I'm sure there's
Snap.
A lot of... It is.
No, you're right. You're right. It is.
When I went in there to pick up Bionic Commando, like there were people just huddled around it like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like...
That is the best launch turnout we've had in a long time.
For UFC.
You know why? Because the game is awesome.
Yeah, no. But it wouldn't matter to them.
It would.
The anchor pieces of shit and still like.
Yeah, but
it,
they didn't sell very well.
Well, people had to come in and pay $40 for a used one because they had to have their UFC.
Hey, people bought the 50-cent game, the first one, and it wasn't any good.
I'm not even going to touch that one. I'll just shut my mouth right there.
But yeah, UFC.
Bulletproof. I might have to get the old delete button.
Don't make me get the delete button out.
I think the graphics for like. For like skin and sweat and body hair and all that. I mean,
I thought they shaved.
Not all of them.
Is that a mini game?
No,
probably. But
the cutting and bruising looks awful.
No, I just got to say that. I mean,
see, you guys are hating on this.
No,
and when Fight Night comes out, you're gonna be like, oh god, it's so
like
awesome.
No, I'm gonna make fun of that too.
No, you. Won't.
No, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I will.
What I'm trying to say is the computer artists that do the CG work, they've come a long way in the past
decade. Baby, you've come a long way.
I mean, a lot of the scenes look photorealistic. And granted, they don't really... They still got a ways to go when it comes to the animation of characters actually behaving like real people. But at least they look like real people. Pretty much. I mean, granted, sometimes you might have an angle that they don't look quite as real, but they really
there's a couple of character models that aren't that. Like, the character model for Dana White, who's the president of UFC, is terrible. It's just awful. It's absolutely awful. But most of the fighters are really well done.
But I usually don't play games like this. I usually don't play games that are, like, you know, simulator based on, you know, actual real simulated sports. Never was a fan of the Fight Night series. This game kind of reminded me of Fight Night, but with kicks and grappling. So, at least that's a step up. I enjoyed
Jesus.
It.
Way to just completely just throw Fight Night into the cooker.
Well, Fight Night's not my type of game. I mean, it's... I've only played it a couple times.
Why is it Mike Tyson kicking somebody?
Because he's a champ. He's a champ.
He's a champ.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it was a good game. It was a good game.
Typically, fighting fans don't like boxing / UFC stuff anyway, so.
Like fans of fighting games, right. Like 2D fighters or 3D fighters, like Virtual Fighter, you're not going to – sim fighting games are a completely different beast. You have to be a really big
fan of the
actual sport.
Just like any other sport, you got to be a fan of the sport.
Right,
so.
Absolutely.
Let's put it this way. FIFA Soccer 09 was a brilliant soccer game.
Right.
I hate soccer, and I didn't like the game. Right. That doesn't take away from the fact that it's not a brilliant game.
Exactly.
It does the sport
brilliant
justice.
Yeah.
And so does, I guess, UFC, if you
it does.
Want to call it a sport.
How is it not a sport?
I don't even really think boxing is a sport.
What?
Because you're just...
There's no more pure sport than that. One versus one.
It's legalized assault.
The next demo that I played was... gentlemen.
Your mom's a sport.
Red
Snap. I play her every day.
I played the new Red Faction demo.
The multiplayer?
No, the single player.
Oh, fuck that. The new demo's multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new demo's multiplayer, dude.
Yeah. What the fuck? You smoking?
What's your curly mustache?
Where your curly mustache?
Well, you know something? I get the feeling that the multiplayer is not really the best way to play.
Bullshit.
Really?
You
because
so?
I got the feeling that the single player sucked. So I'm really hoping that the multiplayer...
You see this motherfucker over here, UFC but don't like Red Faction? We going out in the parking lot?
That's called opinion.
I know.
Thing is, though, I actually enjoyed myself.
No, the single player is awesome, but the multiplayer is the most fun that I've had with a multiplayer game since Halo 3.
Seriously?
End of story. I played it for like 3 hours the other night. Rhino pack for the win. Literally, like, in multiplayer... You get these packs that you can put on it. Did you play it? Okay, well, we got on, and it has the party system.
Do I ever play multiplayer?
Yeah, I know. You suck. But me and Killer Wolverine, who isn't here to talk about it with me, you got the party system, so you can go in together as friends and play on the same team. And it's like it's almost like Battlefront or Battlefield, where you go in different checkpoints and pick them up. But see, in this one, you destroy the checkpoint and rebuild it as your own. Well, they have these little backpacks that you can put on your back. One of them's called the Rhino Pack. And basically what this does is you put it on your back, you tap the left bumper, and you just fucking plow through walls. Like, as you're running, you're just running, you hit the bump right through a wall, and the wall just crumbles. You got jet packs, you've got concussion packs, you've got a pack that makes you run, like, at super speed around the level. It's freaking awesome.
Interesting.
And the weapons are awesome, too. Like, you have this gun that shoots out these, like, saw blades, and they stick people to walls and stuff.
Hmm.
I freaking love
gore,
that game.
Gore, gore, gore when you go through the wall.
Gore, 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 gore.
I never got tired of just, every time I saw the Rhino Pack, I had to put it on. I would just run through the level and just run through it. And you can run over people, and it'll say up in the level, like, zero tolerance, just, like, crushed whoever I killed. Like, I ran over them. It was awesome.
I really liked the single-player demo that I played.
That's Megan's.
No, oh, yeah, that's not.
Somebody's phone's ringing in the background. That's why everybody got quiet for a second.
But no, go ahead about Red Faction.
People listening are like, did I lose the feed? What happened?
I really enjoyed the single-player demo of this game. I thought it was really good. I mean, it's not the best thing I've ever played, but it's...
I have a lot of fun with the game, which
yes.
is what's most important.
It felt fun. You know, it didn't feel like it had the highest level of polish of a game. You know, the graphics are average at best, but I like how it feels, and I like how it plays.
I just like destroying everything.
Yeah,
and you know something?
The hammer is awesome.
I'm not really a big fan of destroy everything type
of
games.
Are you sure you're a gamer?
See, I am a big fan of destroy everything, but I did not like Red Faction. I didn't like the way it controlled.
See,
I was not a fan.
I did like the way it controlled. I thought it was.
What, he can't have an
good.
Opinion?
But, he can have an opinion. It's got to be mine.
Hold on, let me use my Jedi mind trick. You will like Red Faction.
I still own two
with
worlds.
The
so
yeah, I know
how to look past faults.
I didn't even make the joke.
I just didn't like it.
I love Red Faction.
It wasn't my thing, and I loved the first one. And actually, you know what? I even liked the second one, the second Red
Faction.
See,
I didn't like the second one that much.
This one, just not my speed.
All I know is after the multiplayer demo, day one purchase for me. I mean, I was having a blast with the multiplayer, and I love the single player, so there's no doubt in my mind that I'm buying that game.
Well, the way I look at demos is I play the demos long enough to see if it's a game I even want to bother with. I have very limited time with gaming as it is, and I want to make sure it's something I want to sit down and play. And so if I can enjoy a taste of the demo, then that's a good
one. See, that's the funny thing is, like, the Red Faction demo, I have both of them on my hard drive. It's the only two demos I have, and I've played both of them multiple times. I mean, I want that game right now.
Of course,
now.
Then there's
so
a lot
bad.
Of demos I just refuse to play because I don't want the game too badly.
Like Infamous?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're the one that missed out on playing that freaking awesome game.
I ain't missing shit. I got it paid for, and I'm waiting for Tuesday.
That's fine, but you know what? We've already all played it. Oh, except for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you pointing to?
You.
Did you play it now?
Did you play it now?
Yes.
Nice.
It's about freaking time.
If we wouldn't have derailed his fondling completely,
we
would have
gotten
to that already.
But, you know, that's a part of the show, you know, derailing my fondling.
Well, this is true.
That's every week.
Every week. So
every week.
Go ahead, sir. What else are you playing?
All right. I also played the Wolverine demo.
Wolverine!
Kill Wolverine?
Who's not here? I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, how's that demo go? You just don't show up?
Yeah. You don't show up to the podcast!
Controls kind of suck because your feet are too small.
Jeez.
It does have the rage meter, though.
It does have the rage meter.
It builds up fast.
I really liked Wolverine.
It's a fun little game. It really
I like
is.
Him too. I just wish he showed up today.
Yeah. But,
No, I agree. I like the Wolverine demo. I haven't played the full version yet.
It's not the best looking game. And, presentation wise, it's average at best.
As far as the video game tie in.
Yeah.
How does it compare?
As in, like, movie tie in, it's fantastic.
It's one of the better ones.
Yeah.
By far.
Play similar to like God of War.
Remember the times
very
when,
similar to
when
God of War.
Gaming and movies used to really suck. Then it got really good for a minute, and then they suck again.
When did it get really good?
Like Spider-Man 1 was really good.
Yeah. No,
which
well,
Spider-Man 1?
No. Spider-Man 2 one? Was really good.
Spider-Man 2 as well.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 1 sucked, but Spider-Man on PlayStation 1?
Yes, was
no,
good.
No, no.
By Neversoft?
But that wasn't
was
a movie
awesome.
Tie-in.
No, it wasn't a movie right. tie-in. You like the first Spider-Man where you could swing from clouds?
Yeah.
Ugh. I hated that game.
Remember, you know,
second one was the bomb shit, though. Second one was awesome.
Remember Batman for the NES?
Sunsoft?
Sunsoft,
you digging
yes.
A little too far back, dude.
There were some great arcade licensed games, though.
Alien
there.
Versus Predator.
Alien versus Predator was great. The Simpsons arcade game
Terminator,
was great.
Terminator 2. The light gun
yeah,
game.
Yeah,
awesome.
That was really
that
good.
That was really good.
All the Ninja Turtle licensed games
oh,
were
yeah.
great. The X-Men licensed game was great.
Ninja Turtles, Turtles
the Avengers.
Time is coming. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bitches. Motherfuckers.
But, yeah, Wolverine, I really enjoyed that demo. It was really cool. I like the gameplay. I mean, it plays, like, similar to God of War, except the presentation level was nowhere near the level of God of War. But I do like the lunge attack.
Yeah, that's kind of exploited throughout the game.
Yeah. I like how it's not just an attack, but you actually use it as a tool for platforming. Like, if someone's on a ledge that's, like, a little bit further away than your regular jumping capabilities, you can aim your senses and do a lunge attack on the enemy, and you'll clear the platform. And I think that's pretty cool, using an attack as a tool simultaneously. That's some good level designer gameplay design
it's
right there.
It's kind of like buying a commando.
Ooh, yes. I think that's all the trials that I played.
You just said you played Infamous.
Yes, okay.
So I know you didn't play the whole game, because I'd have to kick you and steal it.
Okay. Infamous. I only had enough time to play
it's
it for
about...
It's
killing me. It's in the store, too. I'd have to look at it every day and go... we got the Uncharted multiplayer betas, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I need one of those.
Yeah, you better
save
one.
Well, you actually get one in all the packages, which is
yeah,
nice.
But I'm a little different than some people. I may or may not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
well, I got extra ones.
Oh, too. Yeah. Save one.
I'll think about it.
I'll kick you in the dick.
So tell me, Boogeyman, did you play the infamous demo?
We just talked about this. He refuses.
Yeah, no.
Because
now Gambus
Cosmic. Real quick. No, I did not play the infamous demo because I didn't want to ruin it for myself. So.
Right,
that's something I know I wanted to buy, so I didn't want to. I didn't want to dig into it. I kind of want it to be a nice, wonderfully fresh experience.
Well, you know, I was the same way last night. I was like, I don't want to play the demo, you know. But then I started listening to a podcast.
Was it this one? Because we talked about it a lot.
It was a listen up, but they had a big old conversation. I'm like,
this is why you don't have demo.
Well, basically, when the demo went up for
what was that?
When the demo code came out for reservation people, and I gave mine to Zero. I was going to download it when he did, but then Killer Wolverine, who's not here today, called me and he's like, he was telling me something, and then he's like, did you play Infamous yet? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, you really should. I'm like, is it that good? He's like, oh, it's one of the best games I played this year. I'm like, that's all I need to know. I'm not going to download it. Because usually if he gets excited about a game, that's pretty rare. So
yeah,
if he thinks it's awesome without doing any of his typical complaining about it, then...
Man, hating today. On it. Days after his birthday.
He finds everything wrong with something in every game.
Dude, that's all of us.
That's all of us.
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
There's some games all we can do is sit there and is gloat and shine.
What, Peggle and Street Fighter?
Woo, Peggle.
Peggle, Street Fighter, and probably next week, Infamous. But
anyway.
I'll find something wrong.
Yeah, I played Infamous for about 30 minutes, and I was just like, do I really want to keep playing it, or do I want to save it?
Although, I am half tempted to go home and download just because I've been playing such mediocre games.
Played one.
We'll get into that.
Well, anyway, I would say this. You might as well just save the experience for when you pick it up, because it is phenomenal.
Phenomenon.
The 30 minutes I played of this game.
He jizzed.
The gameplay mechanics, the actual animations, the way you traverse the terrain in the game is
fantastical.
It's incredible.
Damn it, my word was better.
Seriously, but
fantastical.
Not since like Alucard from
Testacrical
Symphony of the Night as a character. Just felt so awesome to control.
What's Alucard spelled backwards?
Dracula.
Dracula.
Took Batman to look into a mirror to find that one out. Idiot.
No, not Batman. The Batman. Okay, yeah. There's a whole big difference there.
There's a difference there. But
I'm the Batman.
The Batman has a Bruce Willis nose. It's like a hawk nose.
Like Hudson Hawk?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going for?
Yeah.
That's a bad joke.
Bruce Willis has a hawk nose.
No, he does have a hawk nose.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, anyway, back to Infamous.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I basically played the mission where you're...
Bruce Willis's nose. Try and keep up.
No, actually, it's Infamous that we're talking about.
Oh, he just laid the smack down on you.
So, yeah, you better be keeping up, Ryan.
Oh, I just got hated on again. Gambus Khan.
Welcome to the Player Haters Ball.
Railing on me today.
The Player Haters. So
much for Gambus Khan's like starting fights over here. He's like, shut the fuck up and listen to me. All right?
I'm sick of you interrupting my shit.
Please go ahead, Infamous.
He's like, but seriously.
Yeah, but seriously. Yeah. But anyway, The way that you control the main character's name is
Coltrane.
Yeah, Coltrane.
It's not Coltrane.
It's not Coltrane, but it's Cole. The way you control him, it's kind of like he's like an acrobat.
Arrow
the acrobat.
No, and like an acrobat. He doesn't have wings and big ears. But
that's debatable.
You've only played the demo.
Does he wear multiple color tights?
No.
I do.
But, I mean, he's got such a, like a finesse in the way he moves and how he grabs on almost every ledge. Like if you just jump toward a building, let's say you're jumping and there's just a building right in front of you, right? In most open sandbox games, I'm jumping towards a building, and you're just basically skidding down the side of the building until you reach ground level. This guy, he'll grab on to something. You don't know what, but he'll grab on to something on the building, and it'll be a legitimate piece of the building that's sticking out, whether it be like where the windows are or where in between each floor. And then you like press up and jump, and he can like just jump up and grab onto something else, and then you like turn the camera and make him jump like to another building, and he could like jump and stick to another building. I've heard a lot of people say that he's kind of like Spider-Man, but what the thing is with Spider-Man is that he just sticks to everything.
Right.
Whereas Cole, he actually grabs onto legitimate parts of buildings. So, in other words, there was a lot of thought put into the actual build of the world of this game.
Yeah. The only minor gripe that I had with the game from the demo is that sometimes he's a little too sticky. Like, sometimes he does stick to stuff. He does stick to stuff that you might not necessarily want him to, but it's definitely, I mean, stuff like that is a small price to pay for the amount of exploration that you can get from the fact that he sticks to stuff.
Yeah.
It's just occasionally you're going to run into a situation where you're trying to grab something and he grabs something else. So it's not really a complaint. It's just one of those little sniggers that gets in there.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, like, if you think that you're going to grab onto something else, you could just flick the controller in another direction and jump again, you know, and even if you grab onto something that you weren't intentionally supposed to grab, you know, you can make it look cool in the way that you traverse the environments. And I really like the game.
It's a great game.
I like the powers. I like the electricity. I like how you can shoot electricity, and then you could do the burst where it kind of reminds me of a Hadouken from Street Fighter in a way.
Hadouken.
Except it's more like a wave.
It felt like you were drowning. We're looking. What else you playing?
Well, when you talked about him grabbing on the parts of buildings that are obtruding the whole time, I just couldn't help but get the Naked Gun out of my head when he's grabbing onto the ledge onto the statue.
is everything that somebody talks about bring penis to your mind?
That's the thing about Boogeyman.
He's all about the wiener.
He's all about the wiener.
Wow.
He is.
So what else are you playing, Gamescom?
Hope Boogeyman never runs for president.
Somebody will find this tape.
Boogeyman is all about the wiener.
I actually played
He's a huge fan of wiener.
Played some Nintendo Wii this week.
Wii, what'd you play?
I played Klonoa.
Klonoa. Did you buy that?
Yes, I did, actually.
$30. The bomb sauce.
It is really good. It's a classic 2D platformer with 3D graphics. So that
two and a half
two
D.
and a half D's.
Snap!
And
D's
it's
nuts.
Beautiful. It's very,
to the wiener.
Very colorful. It's a game that you could play in front of kids. It's fun for the whole family, even though later on the challenge level was nowhere near family-friendly.
Was it got like
some of the platforming gets pretty tough toward the
end. Oh, I thought you meant like visually.
No, visually
it's all rainbows and puppy dogs.
Rainbows, puppy dogs.
I thought you were gonna say puppy guts. I'm like, that's not very family friendly.
Puppy guts.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a really good game. It's got a
puppy
very
guts.
It's a very whimsical game.
Fancy word.
Yeah, whimsical.
Mm.
But I really enjoy it. I want to play some more of it this week.
Well, you can because you own it.
Yes, exactly. And the last Wii game that I played in the past week is a game that is so good, so awesome. And that is Punch Out.
Is Mike Tyson in it?
No.
Damn it.
And that's a good thing.
I was on the Wii.
No, but Super Robot Tyson's in it.
Yeah.
That is the most racist game I've ever played in my life.
What, Punch Out?
What, Punch Out?
Actually, the term that you're trying to...
Stereotypical?
Stereotypical, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's
the games have always
really?
Been
well,
like that.
Well, no, no. If it was stereotypical, then they would make fun of Little Mac and have maybe American flag boxers or something on him. But no, they only make fun of everybody who's not American or white.
No,
snap.
Yeah, they do.
Glass Joe is white, but he's French.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's stereotypical.
But isn't he like a wussy?
Yep.
The thing is, yeah, he's friendly.
Von Kaiser does the freaking Nazi salute when he falls down, for Christ's sakes. How Nintendo got away with some of this stuff
because
blows me away.
Well, because they got away with it back when nobody paid attention to that kind of stuff, when the original Punch-Out came out.
Piston Not that the Honda. Game isn't absolutely brilliant, but I'm just, yeah. It's even more over-the-top stereotypical than it was.
Than the Justice League, like from Super Friends?
Man, yeah, you got a point there. This game is
Apache
very,
Chief.
Very, very stereotypical. As a matter of fact, like the beginning of each time you fight a different opponent, it shows a couple of pictures that represent the opponent, and of course, Glass Joe. It's him in front of the Apple Tower, and then just a picture of him holding a giant piece of bread.
Because
every French person
love
bread. Does that. They always have a picture of themselves holding a piece of bread.
In front of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And then when you fight him, he's like, "Bonjour, je m'appelle Glass Joe." And
so basically, it's the Japanese version of French people.
It's no longer Daisy Go.
It's what Japanese people... Or, like, the Japanese developers picture the French to be like. Basically.
Actually, the developers, well, most of the developers of this game are Canadian.
Oh, really?
There's the problem.
What's that about?
There we go.
Now you're being stereotypical.
Sorry.
But, this game is super stereotypical.
I kid.
When you knock out Glass Joe...
He falls down.
He flies through the air, and croissants start raining from the roof.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious. Croissants start raining.
Croissants!
And people thought Resident Evil 5 was bad.
We took the croissant, brought it over here, and made a croissant sandwich. Thank you very much. Thank you,
Burger King.
Thank you to the French for
contributing
the
croissant.
And then,
of course, you got Von Kaiser.
The croissant.
And then you got Von Kaiser, man, who's like, you know, I was thinking that he was about ready to say, "Du hast," you know.
Do.
I thought he was going to break out with some Rammstein.
Because Americans only believe that Rammstein is the only German band that ever existed.
Exactly.
Really good one.
Du hast mich gefragt. Man. Du hast mich gefragt.
You ever seen them live? Yeah, that'll change your
Scorpions.
Idea.
Yeah, the Scorpions were a good German band. What was that chick that did 99 Luft Balloons? Nina,
yeah,
was that?
She was hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Balloon. Man, this phone link's taking forever.
I know. I'm trying to get you through
said.
It.
Oh.
Hey, it's the way that it is, baby.
Gamma just takes a long time.
I like to take it slow. Oh, yeah.
Good,
well, now,
I haven't
really
tried,
about,
baby. Anyway.
But I must say.
Punch out the bomb.
Disco Kid. Have you heard of Disco Kid? The new character, Disco Kid. He's like...
I thought he looked like a Don Flamenco ripoff, but then I saw that Don Flamenco's in it too. So.
Yeah, well, every time he punches you or he's about to punch you, he's like, "Here it comes. Here it comes."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
in the face.
This
and,
game.
And like... He's a super flamboyant, like, disco guy, and when you first fight him, he's like doing this like hip sway, and he's like, ooh, I got the disco fever,
sweating to the oldies.
Yeah.
Oh, so basically, he's the Punch Out version of Richard Simmons.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's kind of like Richard Simmons and
Rick James, bitch.
And. Yeah, Rick James all thrown into
disco
one.
Disco Stew likes disco music.
But yeah, Punch-Out was fantastic.
Disco Stew.
Awesome.
How doesn't far advertise.
Have you beat it?
Not yet. I'm about a third of the way.
Did you get to Donkey Kong yet?
No.
Did you beat Bald Bull yet?
I'm at...
Bald Bull!
The last character I defeated was King Hippo.
Did you fight Ball Bull yet?
Not yet. I'm at Piston Hondo.
Remember the
Piston Honda?
I think they changed his name, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Piston Hondo now?
Hondo.
Yeah. Okay, I can't play this game.
Wow.
Remember the
ruined my childhood.
Well, he was Piston Hurricane in the arcade, so.
Well, you ruined that anyway.
He was Piston Hurricane in the.
Well, guess what? I'm just pissed off that
Super
he changed
Nintendo
his name.
Too. Yeah. Super Punch Out. He was Piston Hurricane.
I'm just pissed off they changed his name. What do you think of
nice.
That?
Nice.
Pissed off.
What are you doing?
But, no, on? But yeah, Bulbul's got this bull charge that he'll come at you one hand, but if you're like preparing for that hand, he'll come at you with the other hand. Yeah, he's annoying. That's all I'm going to say about
Bull.
That.
I'll be sure to look for that attack.
Look for it in the next episode.
Yeah. And that is my fondling this week. And
will Gamus Khan be able to overcome?
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
And this week I plan on playing some more Klonoa, some more Punch-Out, Cross Edge.
Nice.
Which is a RPG that's coming out for PS3 this week. And, of course, Infamous.
Infamous. All right, we're going to move on because Gamus Khan took half the show.
No, I didn't.
To do his fondling.
You interrupting me took about half the show, or you guys interrupting
me. I like how you looked at me.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Well, you're the ringleader, man. You're supposed to keep control.
I kept trying, but people were talking over me. I'm like, what else you playing? What else you playing? So we'll move on to the Wombat, Ryan Womble.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
I'm playing.
I ain't going to tell you what that sounds like.
No, so I played only a couple games, but a lot of them was the sort of the tact that my week took. I got back into Fable 2 because I hadn't played it in a while. So I got back into that and started playing that. Speaking of stereotypes, it cracks me up how completely, like, they use the most exaggerated English accents for all the characters that you run into.
Oh, hello. Good day, mate.
Come in here and take a look at what I've got for sale.
Dude. Oh, I got a joke for you. It goes something like this.
That's basically all the humor in Fable 2.
That's a spoonful of sugar. How does that go down?
Yeah. So... it's a great game, though. I mean, everybody, we've talked about Fable several times on the show, so I won't go into it too much, but it's a great game. I also played some on the PSP. I got Phantasy Star Portable.
Nice.
So I played some of that. It's a good game. I haven't played it, the actual multiplayer component of it yet, so I'm playing the story mode. And the story's awful.
It is.
It's done. There's no actual cutscenes. It's done. Like it's just like a still picture of the person standing there with text underneath it. And then when somebody else wants to talk, they put up their like little silhouette or whatever.
And the story is completely
the dialogue's terrible. The story's terrible.
Forgettable, man.
And you can't skip it really. I mean, you can skip through it, but you can't completely skip it. At least as far as I know. But it's fun. I mean, it's Phantasy Star. So it's basically, you know, what you would expect out of a Phantasy Star game. You always, in the story mode, you always have at least one companion with you fighting alongside you. Sometimes you have two. I haven't run into any situation yet where there was more than two. I mean, it's good. It's Phantasy Star. If you liked Phantasy Star Online, I'd say definitely at least give it a try. I imagine that the multiplayer is probably 100% better than the story mode.
Yeah.
But I do wish that it had, instead of just the story mode, I wish there was a way you could play the multiplayer mode just by yourself and skip all the story junk. You may be able to.
I think I'm almost positive that you can.
If you just go into multiplayer without...
But I think you have to be at a certain level first in order to play multiplayer stages as a single player game.
Gotcha. It's a good game, though. It's definitely...
Don't worry, I didn't record that.
Definitely a good game. The other game that I played this week, which is actually probably what I spent the most time playing, was UFC Undisputed, as has already been mentioned. It's fantastic.
Fun
I know that, you know, people... people who aren't, honestly, if you're not a huge fan of UFC, you'll probably like the game. Like, sort of like Gambit, you'll probably appreciate the game and you'll like what it does, but you're not going to get into it as much as someone who's really a fan of the sport. It does a lot of what it does really, really well. It's easily the best UFC game that's ever been released. I sort of made Boogeyman want to punch me in the face the other day when, after I hadn't played the full version of USC yet, but just comparing the demos, I said that I thought UFC was better than Fight Night Round 4, judging off the demo.
OMG.
And Boogeyman gave me the death stare. So I should say, I mention ahead of time before I get into UFC that I played the Fight Night Round 4 demo. And I liked it. It's a great game. Fight Night Round 3 was a great game, too. And I love the additions that they made. I like the close fighting. I like the control scheme. But I wish that they would have had an option in the demo to change it to button controls instead of the stick. Because, call me a noob, I don't care. I like the button controls better for Fight Night. In round 3, I used the button controls for my regular punches and the stick for the haymakers. That's how I would prefer to play Fight Night round 4. If round 4 has that, I'll be 100% set. If it doesn't, I'm going to be very disappointed. But overall, I mean, round 4 looks fantastic. It plays fantastic. I personally like the sport of UFC better than the sport of boxing, so that's probably why I'm leaning towards more UFC the game. Back to UFC. The controls are fantastic. The stand-up game is great. You've got X and Y are your punches, A and B are your kicks, but if you push forward, it makes your punches and kicks stronger. The L trigger lowers your attacks, so you can punch to the body or kick to the legs. If you're using one of the regular fighters, or if you've built your created fighter enough that he has the special techniques, you can use the left bumper button to do special techniques. So if you're Muay Thai, you can do a kick to the head. You can do some grapple techniques with the left bumper button that you can't do if you don't have the skill unlocked. You can also do the Muay Thai clinch if you're Muay Thai with the left bumper button. On the ground, the game is where the game really, really shows its stuff. When you're on the ground and you're doing the transitions, it's just like real fighting is. It's sort of a chess game when you're down there as to each person jockeying for position to get into a place where they can knock you out or submit you. And the game does a really, really good job of, implementing that into the game better than any UFC game ever has.
You're talking about like the old ones where basically if you get them down the ground, get them lock on a submission move, they automatically tap out.
Yeah, exactly.
You like that at all?
No. This game is great because, number one, if you're the only thing that sort of I don't think is as realistic as it could be is you're a lot more – there's flash knockouts in the game where just like in real life – if you mess up and you get caught by a shot, you're out. Whether or not you could dominate the fight up to that point, but if you make a mistake and somebody catches you with a clean shot to the face, you're out. You're going to lose. They don't really have something like that for submissions, and it happens in fights. You'll see a fight every now and then. Guy makes a stupid mistake. He gets a submission locked in, and he's tapped out in the first round. That doesn't happen as much in the game. That's a very minor complaint. The only sort of major complaints I have about the game are for superficial things. The presentation's not very good. Especially in career mode, there's a lot of saving and a lot of unnecessary menus. There's no like ring entrance. Like you don't walk down to the octagon. There's no posse around you. None of that stuff. The graphics in-game, like when you're fighting, are fantastic. The damage models are great. The character models are great. Occasionally, there's some clipping issues where you'll knock some guy out, and then you'll watch the replay, and the punch clearly missed, but he still gets knocked out by it. That's all stuff that in the next year's version, I imagine, if they iron out those few kinks, next year's version is going to be phenomenal. The career mode is fun. And there's some cool touches to it. I just wish there were more. This is an odd request since I'm usually the opposite of this. I wish there were more cutscenes in it. There's really, like, if you do, say, you'll get an offer to do a photo shoot. You do the photo shoot. All it does is show, like, UFC.com with your picture on the front of it, and it says so-and-so did a photo shoot or, like, was present at the photo shoot or whatever. If you do, like, an autograph signing, it just shows UFC.com. It says so-and-so takes time after practice to sign autographs for the fans or whatever. There's no weigh in, which is kind of disappointing since it's kind of a big part of the cutting weight and that kind of stuff is a big part of actually being a fighter. So it would have been nice if they would have taken some consideration into cutting weight in the career mode. There are cool touches in the career mode where you can either train, which is like basically you would hit the heavy bag or you would run on a treadmill, that kind of stuff. There's no mini games. There's no training mini games. You just pick, if you want to train strength, you pick whether you want to do light, medium, or intense training. You get more points for intense training, but it knocks your stamina down farther. And then there's sparring, which lets you distribute attribute points, where you actually get in the ring and you spar against somebody. Depending on how well you do, you get attribute points, and you can distribute them over your attributes. And then there's a rest option, because you have a stamina percentage. Each training exercise takes up a certain percentage. You have to rest to get your stamina back. And it's very realistic because you're definitely going to want to take at least one, usually 2 weeks off from training ahead of the fight to get your stamina all the way back. Because otherwise you're going to go into the fight with 10% stamina and you're going to be sluggish. Your guy's not going to be able to throw punches as fast. You're going to be at a disadvantage. So it's a fantastic game. I should have full review up this week. For the website. If you like UFC, you're going to love the game, basically. If you're not a fan of UFC, it's probably not going to be your cup of tea, especially the ground game's not going to be your cup of tea. You could still have fun kicking people in the head, I guess, but the more technical aspects of the game aren't going to be for you if you're not a fan of UFC.
He kicks high.
He does kick high.
Oh.
All right.
So, yeah, there you go. That's my rundown on UFC.
Do you have anything else, or are you moving?
I think that's actually all that I played this week.
See, that's short and sweet.
Not really, dude. I talked about UFC for about 100 minutes.
The show's not even 100 minutes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's 120 minutes.
Snap.
So this week I plan on playing UFC some more, so I can guide myself through my career a little more.
I can guide.
I do want to get back into Fable. The problem with a game like UFC is that I get so into it, I don't play anything else. Just like it was with Street Fighter, I got so into it, I never played anything else. Which, oddly enough, I didn't play Street Fighter the last 2 weeks.
Dun, 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 dun.
Which is just weird for me. So I definitely plan on playing some more of that, some more UFC, some more Phantasy Star. Definitely Infamous is going to be day one purchase for me, and that'll probably steal my focus. Excuse me, away from UFC even more.
Focus.
So,
you'll be focusing on your lightning capabilities.
Indeed. I'll be focused on what a badass game that is.
Lightning. Grease lightning.
Anyway.
We'll move on to,
you.
Grease lightning.
Geriatric. The Boogeyman. The Brian Peterson. Playing some old games.
This current fondling is brought to you by Viagra. Memory. Brought to you in the memory of Yu Suzuki, who is officially retired.
Yeah.
I want to cry.
He is officially retired. Doesn't mean they can't make shit.
Why are you crying? He hasn't made a game since 1999.
No.
That's not true. Shenmue 2 was after 1999.
Yeah, 2001, I'm sorry.
Didn't he do the Yakuza?
Yakuza!
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 Great game, just not released over here.
Yeah, it was. All three of them are being released over here, too.
Is the third one? I was talking about the third one.
The third one's not out yet over here, but it is coming.
Are they going? They haven't officially said they were going to yet, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need to pick those games up.
I didn't
up.
Think they'd officially announced that yet.
Well, where have you been?
On the internet.
Apparently
reading
not on
news.
Killer Wolverine's news blog.
Oh. I don't read his
snap.
News blog.
You should. So what are you playing?
Yeah.
Actually, quite a bit.
Hi.
About 8 o'clock last night, not of course in the same time frame, but about between 8 and midnight, no, about 8 and 11, and then an hour this morning, played and beat Terminator Salvation. The game's about
20 minutes longer than the movie?
Yeah. It's about 3 hours at best.
It's a $60 title.
It's fun. It's definitely not a $60 title. It's definitely not a $30 title.
Oh, snap!
It's a $20 title. It should have been the biggest problem with Terminator, there's no boss fights. And you fight the same enemies throughout the entire game.
T-600s?
T-600s, spiders, and wasps. That's it. That's all you fight.
You fight, like, wasps, like, that sting you?
No, the wasps, Terminator thingies.
You mean the HK flyers, right?
You know, whatever.
The Hunter Killer Sky Sentries.
I didn't Wikipedia all the Terminator names, all right? So
if they're planes, you shouldn't call them wasps. That make them sound
not
small
planes,
and
they're
insignificant.
They're little, like, wannabe Half-Life 2 enemies that come flying.
Whoa, wait, wannabe Half-Life 2 things that come flying. Didn't Terminator come out before Half-Life?
Yeah.
Not those little things were not in the 1 or 2 movies.
They're in the flashback scenes.
Yeah.
And so fuck your wannabe Half-Life bullshit. Half-Life didn't create everything.
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to tell me, Half-Life created a crowbar. And aliens or something.
You know, I'm quite versed in Terminator lore.
His terminology is excellent.
For instance, the T-600 series had rubber skin.
Right.
So that they were easy to be detected by the resistance.
Wow.
And the T-800 had human skin that they were using human flesh from. Yeah.
Sweet.
And the T-1000 was made of liquid metal.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway.
And he wanted to know, this boy?
Okay, basically, my fondling about Terminator Salvation has taken about as long as it took me to beat it.
There you go.
It was all right.
Have you seen this game?
It's a rental. It's fun. I wasn't annoyed or bored the entire time I played it. I was really expecting
it's awesome
at least a major
rental.
Yeah, I was expecting some kind of major boss battle or something, and then it's like, hey, look, it's the Harvester way in the distance. You run from it. You don't even get to fight it. You don't take a shot at it. The coolest thing, though, you do take probably the coolest part of the game. You take pilot of the Harvester, and you see it in like red Terminator vision, and like it'll show like the spiders and stuff, and their little breakdowns of what they are and stuff. That was a cool part of the level. But it's basically if you took Gears of War and made it suck.
And made it even shorter than it already was.
Gears of War and made it suck? Is that like your official review of this game?
That's my tagline.
I don't even know that I could pay $20 for a 3 hour game.
Yeah.
That's got rental written on it.
There's no replay value, and I was gonna play with zero online, but I guess the co-op is only offline.
Split screen, not online.
Wow.
So
you know, me being a
if you want achievements, though, I got 820 in a 3 hour span. So,
yeah, all you got to do is beat the game. There's no other achievements.
Me being a Terminator fan, I'll probably pick it up when it gets to be about $20.
Hey, it's probably what it's going to be good for. I mean, it's hard not to put a game out that's only 3 hours long and people not complain about that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. If my trade in value is under $20 for it, I'll let you buy it for trade in value.
Cool.
There you go.
Anyway,
moving on to another game that's a little bit longer. I hope.
Yeah, by the same company.
Grin.
By Grin, part developers at least, and the same amount of loading time on the screens too. the load screen on Terminator is actually kind of cool. It's like a really close up picture of a T-600.
Did you play it on the 360? Did he have three lights in his eye?
Yeah.
Oh, he had the red eyes. The red eyes of death.
But they're like good 10-second loading screens, much like the. And you can
the lifespan of a 360.
Yes.
Snap.
But
I
was all excited about it when it came out.
Watched all the
Bionic Fireman commercials and stuff like that beforehand. Played a lot of ReArm beforehand just to get myself all excited. And played Bionic Commando for the Xbox 360. And I will say to anybody who played a multiplayer demo, what the fuck you doing playing a single player game? It's mainly single player focused and judging it on the multiplayer demo.
I would say to you, why in the fuck did Capcom release a multiplayer only demo?
Yeah.
If they didn't want people to play it.
That is a good question, but I didn't, you know, why did they release a shitty-ass demo for Dead Space and expect people to play off of that? That was a terrible demo for Dead Space.
Speaking of terrible demos, anyway. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, that's a terrible demo.
That's a terrible demo, too.
Capcom's on board.
Yes.
Terrible demos.
Terrible demos.
So there are terrible demos out there, but what's not terrible is Bionic Commando. From what I've played of it so far, and Zero, I will let Zero talk more about it since he's actually completed the game, but what I played of it, all I gotta say is, first thing you gotta tell yourself is give this game about an hour to get used to the play mechanics.
The swinging mechanics.
Because the swing mechanics is different than
Spider-Man.
Yeah, than anything.
You're gonna try to play it like Spider-Man.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, all the way back to 1980s, yes, I'm old, with Jungle Hunt, where your release point was at the end of the swing to give yourself forward momentum, isn't the case. You actually do it as your momentum is shifting forward to do your release point. So it takes some getting used to. And when you're doing it over an empty place down at the bottom where you fall and die, it can get really frustrating because the load screens are pretty long for something that you like started up 5 seconds ago to watch a 10-second load screen. Other than that, I also say give it an hour because – Bionic Commando starts off as a big bionic pussy at the beginning of the game, too.
With no arm. You start the game with no arm.
You start the game with no arm.
But you then just have one arm and a gun.
You get
you're
the
like
arm.
Running around.
I don't know if if it takes time for the fuel in his arm to hit the fuel injectors into his body to make him remember how to use his arm half of the time. But it's like you learn the abilities of the arm as the game progresses. And what's really frustrating is in the first 30 minutes of the game, you do training for all the abilities you're going to get eventually.
Yeah, but that training room is badass.
The training room is badass, but you sit there and I was expecting all these abilities to be ready for me as soon as this training's over. No. It's like, all right, well, you learned this one, but be patient. You're going to get more you're going to get more things when this stuff becomes, you know.
I like every time you get a power, it's like you remembered it.
Yeah.
Like it shows a flashback of you in the training mission doing the move, and it says, you have remembered how to do this. But I actually kind of like that because it kind of gives you a different – because you shouldn't have everything at the beginning because then otherwise what's the point in playing?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But my problem with the fact that you start off with so little is, man, you're beginning – even your firepower in that game is so weak. I mean, you got to be dead
on
balls
accurate.
That's
why you got to be hit a headshot.
You got to be dead on balls accurate to hit some of these things.
I got the achievement for 50 headshots. What's your problem?
I'll give you 50 headshots. Yeah. It just got. It made me mad when I had to when I fought the shielded mechs and had like 16 bullets. So I had to basically zip kick them.
The shielded mechs. That's how you beat them. You have to get around behind them. You have to wait till they run at you to lunge and attack. You swing around behind them, grab by the back, and zip kick them.
Zip kick them, yeah. But if I had firepower, though, you can use that, too.
This isn't a shooter, motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Fight.
If it's got shooting in it, though.
Yeah.
It's got shooting in it, but it tells you that's not how you beat the enemies. You use the arm.
I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it would have been nicer to have ammo in that area as well.
Yeah, wait. You're probably going to hate the game by the end because it forces you to use the arm.
Well, that's fine if the arm was stronger. I don't want to zip kick everything.
That's
I was
kind
tired
of what you have to do.
I
it
didn't
takes
want to
a quarter
run,
of their energy.
I didn't want to run into a room of five guys who can basically kill you with two shots. And the only thing I have, those guys, I don't know what level you're playing on.
I'm playing on normal.
If you jump into a room of five guys, they're gonna either punch you where you die really quickly, or they're going to shoot you because they're too damn accurate. I mean, you're hidden behind stuff, and they're still shooting you for some reason or another. Anyway. My problem is, when your only attack is a zip kick, you can only zip kick one guy at a time. Then you got four other guys kicking your ass. It gets annoying at the beginning. That's what I'm saying. People have to give it a little time. Once you get your abilities on your bionic arm, that's when the game gets a little bit better.
You know what? I hate, once again, I'm judging this only from the multiplayer demo. I hated the shooting in the multiplayer demo. And I understand, like, people, anytime I mention that, people say, well, it's not a shooter. That's fine. It's not a shooter. But if you're going to have shooting mechanics, they should not suck. That's my opinion. It might not be a shooter, but if you're going to have shooting in it, it should not suck.
And one last complaint about the game.
I have no problem with the shooting.
That's just me.
One last complaint is the fact that I don't think they give you enough time to warn you when you're hitting the biohazard zones. So if you're like just swinging around the world, if you're walking into it, then you get enough time to kind of evacuate and get the hell out of there before you die. But if you're swinging, you accidentally swing into one of those zones, it's like, and you're dead. And it's like, And sometimes, and thing is, your checkpoints are only after you fight a certain amount of enemies.
Well, the thing
you have to find those enemies. So if you're sitting there and you see those enemies right down the street, and you go, all I gotta do is kill these guys real quick. But you fly into a no fly zone and you're dead. You gotta go all the way back to where you were before. So, some parts of the game can get kind of monotonous and annoying. But otherwise, I still like the game.
My problem with the blue radiation bullshit is that the levels look so much bigger than they really are.
Yeah.
They're like, you walk out, like, the first level, have you jumped off the ledge? And, like, the first time you jump, it's called the Leap of Faith, and you just fucking jump, and you're just falling forever. You can see, like, this huge, massive city. But you can't go down any of the alleys, because they're apparently filled with Smurf radiation. Which pissed me off as I'm swinging through the city.
Like the fog in Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, I'm like, this is badass.
But they do some really cool stuff.
The Kryptonite fog in Superman.
They do some really cool stuff in the game, which is pretty much... It's good that Bionic Commando came out first, because there's a lot of things, like when you're jumping really high in the air and you're hitting Y repeatedly to smash,
yeah,
to do the shockwave, it's being done in Infamous and Prototype as well.
Well, what game hasn't Crackdown did it?
Right, yeah. And basically, it's Crackdown with the Bionic arm. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
And
then the Incredible Hulk did it.
Yeah.
And speaking of the shooting problem that you have, you do know that you can lock onto people with your arm and it automatically targets them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I don't know why you're having a problem shooting people.
I'm not having a problem shooting people. I'm having a problem with the lack of ammo.
I never ran out of ammo in my pistol, which is basically the only gun you have infinite ammo for, because there's always ammo for your pistol laying around everywhere. I'd never ran out. The gun was never empty. Never through the entire game was that gun empty. And you know what? You get more ammo if you get headshots. They drop ammo if you get headshots.
I know they drop ammo.
Maybe you should just get better.
Oh,
seriously, my pistol never ran out of ammo. Yes, I would have liked to have had more bullets for my Bulldog, because the Bulldog is awesome. The grenade launcher, that thing is freaking sweet. The shotgun, it's a good shotgun up close from a distance. The rocket launcher is badass because it locks on. And there's a boss you have to fight where you have to think about how to lock onto it. It's pretty cool. But I don't know. I never ran out of ammo. I think you just miss a lot.
That may be, but I'm just saying. I'm just basically boiling down. Rewinding about 5 minutes back, where I said basically people have to give this game a little bit of time and patience,
yeah,
because you do start off pretty weak.
Well, yeah, because you don't have the cool moves with your arm. But the game is built around your arm. You shouldn't be using your ammo through most of the game, which is why they don't give you any.
Right.
You know, you rarely ever get ammo. And the pistol I used just to take out grunts if there were too many of them, I'd just pick off one or two at a time.
But I will definitely be playing more of it tonight, now that I've gotten Terminator all the way quickly. So
The last boss fight is one of the coolest looking things I've ever done. It was freaking sweet. Freaking sweet. That's all I'll say about that. Because y'all know Super Joe's in it,
mm-hmm,
which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
His voice is awesome.
What are you talking about, Nathan?
And there's a twist.
A twist.
And it's kind of gross.
Nice.
Did you play it with the extra skin or whatever that you can get if you own Rearmed?
It says you do. Where the fuck is it? Like, you get to these big doors that you have access to, and I got to one door and it said your access is denied, and I couldn't get in there, and I'm guessing that's one of the things you have to find in Rearmed to open that door, but I don't know where you can wear the original suit. It says all you have to do is have a save from Rearmed.
Did you go into extras and
have
the code?
Yeah, what code?
Supposedly, there's supposed to be a specific code for each.
So I have to go into Rearmed and find a code?
I guess.
Where is this code?
I don't know. I have the PS3 version of Rearmed, but the 360 version of Bionic Commando.
I don't know. If it's in there, I'm going to go back and play it again. The thing that I hate about the game, and this pisses me off to no end, you have collectibles that you find. You have achievements that you do by doing the challenges, which I think is fucking awesome. Because not only do you get achievements for it, you also get upgraded armor, ammo clips, different abilities for doing these challenges. And the challenges are cool because it'll be like, kill 4 grunts with a grenade. Or, you know, kill 2 guys while swinging, you know, and those will upgrade your weapons, plus it'll also give you achievements. If you miss any of this stuff, there is no going back. If you miss one collectible in an area, start the whole game over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't go back. There's a level jump where you can go back and play previous levels, but it will disable saving and achievements.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, it is. So it really is.
That's my only complaint about the single player.
Yeah, I was like, I think I'm one of the collectibles, and that's pretty much when I decided just to give up on the collectibles at the beginning, was I was like 4 out of 5, and all of a sudden I hit another area, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then I got the collectible in the next area, and it was 1 out of 5. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Call shenanigans. Yeah. Anyway.
And you had to start over the whole game. I'm like, fuck this.
But, no, I'm quite enjoying it. I think it's getting... I think gamers are spoiled. I've said it once, I'll say it again. I think gamers are just way too critical and expecting everything to be fucking AAA titles. Not everything is going to be, you know, November titles, as I like to call them.
I love the game. I think
the game is good. I mean, it, you know, with Terminator, yes. Terminator is not worth $60. Why? Because there's not anything to it. Final Commando is, you know, roughly 10 hours of gameplay. It's got some, you know, good play controls, little minor hiccups here and there.
Yeah.
I think it looks really good.
I there's something about the way it looks. Like, you haven't even seen the cooler levels.
And what's funny is, like, the screen tear I always bitch about in video games is only in the cutscenes. It's never in the actual gameplay itself, but only in the cutscenes.
Don't worry about it, because there aren't very many.
Good.
Most of the conversation, and this is another thing that agitated me, is, like, most of your story comes from the radio chatter between you and Super Joe. Yeah, if you move into a loading screen, gone. You lose that piece of the story. Because nice. I think there was literally, like, I could count the cutscenes in the game on my hand.
Nice.
Like, that's how few of them there are. There, like, are no cutscenes in this game, so. But I love the game. I love the cheesy, epic feel of the game. Like, it's like a huge summer movie. You know, it's even, and the music is fucking awesome. The music is just incredible, especially the title theme. Like, on the main menu. Does that not sound like Zelda?
Yeah.
It sounds almost exactly like Zelda, but it's all played in piano.
Nice.
It's freaking awesome, though. It's a really cool sound. I love
it's
the music.
It's not the original Bionic Commando
It's
theme?
A remixed version of it on
the
piano.
Gotcha.
And there's a really cool spot. I don't know if you found the hidden room in the first level where you're looking for your arm. There's a little radio sitting on a desk. If you walk past it, it's playing a techno remix of the original first level.
Yep. Nice.
Hmm.
So, a lot of little fan service in there. Like, there's a Tricell billboard.
Nice.
In the city.
There's a lot of advertising.
There's a lot of advertising. But, you know, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
I very rarely saw it.
Well, the thing is, what was IGN that was complaining? Like,
yeah.
There's too much. It's like, I'm sorry, it gives it authenticity. If I'm going by a soda machine and doesn't just say soda, and looks like a fake Coke emblem and actually says Pepsi, it makes you forget there's advertising in the game.
I didn't even realize it was advertising anything. I just see a Pepsi machine. I'm like, oh, look, there's a vending machine. And I just keep walking. Right. I'm really paying any attention to it.
Yeah, it's not like Fight Night or Madden.
Yeah, where the king comes down from Burger King like, hey, you know.
Let you know that this fight is brought to you by Burger King. Damn, I'm hungry.
It's not like in the loading screen. It was like, buy Alienware. No, I like the game a lot, actually.
Let's see, what else am I playing? I got Battle Stations Midway or Pacific.
Pacific.
Hell, yeah, whatever. Haven't even opened it yet, but that's why I got to play today to review it. Here's my first Late to the Party review as Flower. Fuck you, Zero Tolerance. I think Flower is amazing.
Whatever, dude.
I think it's an amazing, relaxing
experience.
I guess
if you like stupidity.
Whatever.
I have not played Flower, so I will stay out of this conversation.
Yeah, whatever.
Flower is awesome. Anyway.
I think I could be high and I wouldn't enjoy that game.
Surprised you like Peggle.
Peggle's actually a game.
Oh.
All you do in Flower is float a goddamn petal around.
That's a game.
That's stupid. There's no point.
Yes, there is.
What's the point?
You gotta revive. It's like Okami.
Okay, then there, right there's your problem.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Hey, okay.
You wanna. No. You didn't play Flower, so don't get in this conversation.
No, you brought in Okami into this.
No, he did.
Basically, Flower, you have this petal, and you go around, and you grab the... You float across these flowers, and you
listen to how stupid this sounds.
And in this barren patch of
I'm
field.
Gonna make a game where you just put a turd in a toilet and you gotta swim it down to the sewer or something.
And when you revitalize... When you wake up all the flowers, you revitalize the area, just like in Okami. Where
so you have to wake up the flowers?
Yes.
Do you like, wake up, tulip?
I have a word for this. It's 3 letters, and I can't say it.
Rise and shine, tulip.
Oh, God. Anyway.
You're fired.
You can't fire
me. I'm fired. No, I'm sure that flowers
awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah, whatever.
It looks cool.
I should let you log into my account and borrow it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, shut up. played the show like usual. I guess last but not least, the only other game that I've... Because I haven't played as much as I would like to, but I plan on changing that with Infamous this week. But I did play, as I liked, I've now recalled it, Magical Crossing. Played Magician's Quest, A Mysterious Adventure for the Nintendo DS. Oh my god, Boogeyman's playing a handheld. Basically, if you took Harry Potter...
Okay, I'm done.
And Animal Crossing...
Oh, I'm really done now.
And they had a baby, it would be...
I have a word for that, too.
Here's the thing. All right, now here's what's going on with this game. If Konami, like, had some secret agents and they went to Nintendo's laboratories and stole the Animal Crossing engine, that's what this game is. It is fucking Animal Crossing with wizards.
With wizards.
I mean, everything from... fishing, bug collecting, tree shaking, talking to the people in Animal League.
Why the fuck does a wizard need to fish?
You're a practicing wizard. You're going to classes. You're a wizard who's learning. So basically you...
It's Harry Potter.
It is.
Hello, Harry Potter.
But basically anybody...
Two reasons I don't want to play this game.
I don't know. I think it sounds pretty cool.
It is. I mean, anybody who likes Animal Crossing and has been disappointed at the fact that Nintendo basically gave you a DS version on the Wii...
Oh,
and wants a new Animal Crossing experience. Yeah. This, I mean, I swear, if Konami could get sued for copyright infringement, this would probably be the first game to actually do it. I mean, there's people who would say, well, Saints Row is a lot like Grand Theft Auto. No, this fucking game is Animal Crossing with wizards. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. There is no similarities. This game is Animal Crossing. It is Animal Crossing.
The pointy hats.
It has the real-time clock. It has the shops that open at a certain time. It has the freaking jerk who's makes you do work for bells, but it's called Rich in this game. But, I mean, it has everything that Animal Crossing has in it, but it's done in a magical style universe.
It's magically stupid.
It's magically delicious. Oh, my God.
God, I've never wanted to use our bad words so many times today. In a row, even.
Blow me.
No. That would make me flower.
I don't know, Boogeyman. It sounds pretty fun to me.
It is. It's all. Well, I mean, like,
you should play
Animal Crossing, though, so you would enjoy it. If anybody out there likes Animal Crossing, go buy this game. Period. It is Animal Crossing.
Magical.
By Konami. It's Animal. It's by the advertisement should be Magical Quest. This is Animal Crossing by Konami. That should be the. So there you go. Anyway,
cool.
Future Fondling, Infamous, of course. I'm expecting, now that the demo is up and the game is due out, I believe it's June 4th, I wouldn't be too surprised if I didn't see Tiger Woods this coming week.
Tiger, woo, Joe!
Which I'm actually very excited for. I'm probably the only one. Well, no, Ryan likes Tiger Woods.
So. Yeah.
I like the whole fact that they're implementing the whole weather channel system. So if I'm playing at Sawgrass and it's raining that day, it's Sawgrass and it's raining that day.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty cool.
I think that's very cool. And,
yeah.
And once again, it's another game I'm not going to bother downloading the demo because I know I want to play it anyway.
Tiger, who, Joe?
Other than that, I'm trying to think. I don't think there's – is there anything we're supposed to be getting down the road? It should be Batman.
Batman should be soon, but it's not.
But Warner sucks.
No, they don't.
Well,
no,
they don't suck, but they're making me wait sucks.
They're not making you wait.
It would be cool, Tiger Woods, if you could play a golf course in Antarctica.
Don't give EA any idea.
Yeah, please don't.
That's on the Wii, dude. That's Wii Play.
Yeah.
I do want to play Punch-Out more than what I played in the store, though.
But you don't have a Wii.
How far did you get on it?
Bubble.
I definitely want to pick up Punch Out.
I want Punch Out too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, anyway,
I
gotta.
I think it's As far as I know, I think it's pretty much.
I mean, we're way over.
It's out of control.
I got a fuck ton of stuff, which is
of
the
course
problem.
I played Peggle. And I'll be
you
playing
know what?
Peggle. And
we weren't here last week.
Peggle.
Well, I played Peggle.
Yes.
Big shock there.
I am now at the complete so many levels in a row challenges now, which is bullshit.
Yeah, I am. I am still loving Peggle every minute of it. I play it every week. I did that last week. I'm trying to figure out. I did play Sacred, the Fallen Angel. Sacred 2, the Fallen Angel, and it fell right back to the store.
Oh!
That bad, huh?
I could not get into the camera. The camera pissed me off. There were two different options for the camera, and both of them I just couldn't. I couldn't see enough or I saw too much. Like, it was too close or it was too far, and I couldn't see at a good angle, and it annoyed me. And the combat reminds me of an MMO. You walk up to the enemy, and you press the button, and sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't, you know, kind of
right.
thing.
King's Quest.
Yeah, not for me. No, if you're a loot whore, totally go buy this game, because that's all there is.
It was hilarious.
I am a loot whore.
Based off of your review and a couple of the guys at the store's review, minus the dummy who actually kind of liked it for some reason.
I might like it.
He probably like it. He likes loot.
I don't know.
It's all about the loot,
man. Everybody's been hating on this game like really hardcore. Anyway, guy came in. He said, "I want to pick this game." I was like, "Dude, I've heard nothing but bad about this. Either way, for it to get used or rent it and see if you like it first, because you know this is new, can't return it." And he's like, "No, I think I'm good." I was like, "Dude," I was like, "I'm just telling you now. Everybody who's bought this has hated this game." And he's like, "Well, that's okay. I think I'm going to get it anyway." I was like, "All right." I was like, "Don't say I didn't warn you, and you're not returning this." I said, "And it's worth, I think it was like $15 and stuff in trade." I'm like, "And this is what it's worth in trade." He comes back the next day. "Man, you're right. Is there something else I can get?" I was like, "Yeah, you can get $15. I told you not to buy this game." "Now that you broke the shrink wrap, I can't even sell it new now. Go away."
Break your face. Yeah, I totally didn't get into it. I really thought I would because I thought it was like Champions or Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Dragon Age.
Yeah, I hope that's a lot better.
Yeah, oh, it will be.
Dragon
it's BioWare, dude.
Well, yeah, it's BioWare. That's awesome. All you need to know. Played the Rock Band Classic Track Pack for review. Some good stuff on there. If you don't have them already, there's some really good stuff on there. Like it's got two Who songs. It's got two Rush songs. It's got the George Thurgood "Bad to the Bone." It's got
some Rush songs.
It's got two of them. One of them I already had. So
I'm kind of curious why I never even got that. Not that I care, but.
Well, the 20 songs for $30
well,
is pretty
awesome.
I think
I have awesome. Most of them, though.
Can you copy them into Rock
Band? You copy
them
straight up, yeah. You get the little code with it, which is awesome because I think I only had like 3 or 4 of them. So that's like, you know, 16 new songs for my regular Rock Band, which was awesome. But it is really good. No online, but it does add the multiplayer stuff. So it's a good starting point, but you still got to buy the instruments.
Right.
It's really better if you like all the songs and you just want to upload them to your existing game, but the stuff on there is good. So Texas Cheat'em, yeah, you keep waiting. Texas Cheat'em I played, which we're giving away codes for this week.
Indeed,
we'll
yes.
be mentioning the word
we'll
later.
Be mentioning the secret word later. We
and
haven't got to it yet.
Actually, it's really freaking cool. It's like it is Texas Hold'em, as you can imagine, but you can cheat. And there are various
the name.
There are various different cheats you can do. Like you can look at your opponent's hand. You can switch cards with your opponent. You can dictate what cards are going to fall on the turn. And basically, for every time you bet, you get a little more cheat points. And then you can use these in the game. And, of course, the computer can also cheat on you. But when you go into a player versus player cheat, it goes into a little mini game. One of the mini games is blackjack. You got to beat the dealer at blackjack. Another one is you got to mash a button to race a horse to the end of the line. Another one is you got a little thing going up and down. You got to stop it when it gets the highest to beat the other player. So it's like a really fast-paced version of Texas Hold'em. Like, it's nonstop, like you're constantly going. And it's actually really fun. It's really good. We should have a review up this week. But
here's a make-or-break question for me, though. Is Kenny Rogers in it?
No.
Then fuck that game.
Yeah, whatever.
You gotta know when to hold 'em.
When to hold 'em.
Yeah.
Know when to fold
'em. When to fold
'em. Also, this week, I played blah, 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 Gel. And not
gel.
The song by Collective Soul.
Is played, it hair gel?
No, it's not hair gel.
What I use every day?
It's made by the same people that did Small Arms.
He made fun of
Flower. Really?
Huh?
He made fun of Flower and he makes a Collective Soul reference. Whatever.
The makers
Whoa.
Of Small Arms?
Motherfucker, you listen to Soul Asylum. I don't listen to Collective Soul. I just remember that song from the Jerky Boys soundtrack.
All right, so what's this game
like? I didn't think Collective Soul was that bad.
Gel is like a puzzle game that will make you feel stupid like Braid did.
Oh, okay.
Basically, you have these blocks that you have to move and connect to 4 of a kind with a little character, but you have to do it in so many moves. So you have to think about the puzzle before you actually do it. It's actually really challenging, and I was playing co-op online with Killer Wolverine, who's not here to talk about it. That's the game he'll be reviewing this week, is Gel.
So this is on Xbox Live?
Yeah, we were playing it on, there's a co-op mode, a challenge mode, and a single-player mode. We were playing the co-op mode, and basically it throws each one of you on each side of a map, and it gives you a certain number of blocks and a certain number of turns to move the blocks around. You can pick up the smaller blocks, you can push them, you can throw them, but you have to connect so many blocks together to make them disappear. Well, it adds stuff in like 100-pound blocks you can't move. So you have to move all the blocks to that spot in order to get the blocks to go away. We got about to world 2 or 3. Yeah. I'm just not going to figure that out. It's some hard shit.
Were you just playing Hootie and the Blowfish?
No. No, I was not.
Talk about dead bands. What's up?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Hootie and the Blowfish either.
With a little bit of love.
Some how about some tender chicken crispy sandwiches? Because that's what he does now.
Round man. With a little peas.
I wouldn't mind a chicken sandwich right now.
But Jell is, if you love puzzle games and you love to sing, it's a good game to buy. I also picked we're already way over and fucking sing Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
If anybody wanted to listen to them, their CDs wouldn't be in the bargain bin.
Thoughts that escaped my there's nothing wrong with Hootie, though. Seriously.
I played the other XNA game that went Xbox Live Arcade, which was, what's it called? Blazing Birds.
Blazing Birds.
Basically, it's badminton. I'll
give
with
you
power
the Blazing
ups.
Bird. Really?
If you could really figure that out, it's badminton with power-ups.
Seriously?
I'm not kidding.
I like the emblem.
Okay.
So yeah. Basically you're telling me...
It's a badminton birdie on fire.
So basically you're telling me you slap a red-tipped cock back and forth.
Oh!
It's a weekend at your mom's house. That was good.
For people who don't know, the little ball in badminton is called a shuttlecock. So.
Except it's white here, not red.
Well, white cock then. Yep.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'll never forget. Yeah. A quick aside: in Drew Carey has a book. It's actually pretty funny, and there's a joke in there about playing badminton would be the worst way to die because no one wants to read in their obituary that they were that they choked on a red tip cock.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's $5. It's not bad.
Wow, the achievements must be really hard to get in Bionic Commando.
It's $5 for a badminton game.
Yeah. Also played the new Star Trek game, DAC, which I have no idea what DAC stands for.
And how was it?
It's weird.
I thought you were going to tell him what DAC stood for.
I did, too. I really thought you were going to tell me what DAC stood for. Basically, it's a deathmatch game.
Dumbass crap.
Man, did you play it? Well, don't judge it then.
You basically
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your Star Trek feelings.
You basically just fly around a ship. You pick one side, it's the Romulans versus the Federation or whatever, and you just fly ships around back and forth and shoot each other.
Probably something air combat.
Oh, yeah, well, that's why I said ships.
Well, no, I'm saying DAC probably stands for something air combat.
Dumb air
combat. Direct air combat, probably.
But they're not fighting in air. It's space.
Yeah, but...
It's the Enterprise,
just call
dude.
It aerial
doesn't
combat.
Doesn't mean anything.
Man. Let's call
Still
it,
call it air combat.
Let's call it dick aerial combat.
Oh.
Basically, it's just like... There's only like two modes. There's team deathmatch, and then there's like assault mode where you have to steal capture points.
Your mom stole my capture points,
indeed,
and you better believe
did.
I'm getting that shit back.
Down syndrome and cripples.
I think it's kind of funny that...
What? All right, I'm taking the headset off. I'll see you guys.
I think it's kind of funny now that because of the new Star Trek movie that the Romulans are the big bad guys now in Star Trek lore, whereas back in the 80s, it was all about the Klingons, you know.
Anyways, I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Your mom's a Romulan.
Well, what do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? You saw Star Trek with me.
Yeah, I did, and I don't know anything outside of that it was a Romulan.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the Star Trek history. I didn't get all the little jokes.
All I have to say is...
Okay.
What was that?
I got your gun.
Right. Sorry. What is that?
It's in the movie.
I haven't seen it yet, so...
I got your gun.
Anyway.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Anyway. As we talked about Bionic Commando already, I loved it. It was a great game. Beat it. And I had a ball with it. Battle Station Pacific, I only played a little bit to get my review started, but I will be playing more of that this week. It's a really good game.
If
you know what you're doing, man. Like, there's so much, it's like a strategy game that you actually play the units in. Like, when you launch a plane, you actually have to go fly the motherfucker.
Right.
You know, if you put out a battleship, you actually have to steer bitch.
I kind of like the first one.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun if you're willing to dedicate your time
right.
to it. Because, I mean, it's really consuming. It's a huge game. And the multiplayer this time around is, like, a lot bigger. So, I imagine it's an incredible game. I just, like, I felt like I was missing something.
The thing is, there's something fundamentally wrong with the idea of a strategy game where you actually control a unit. It's like, does that ever happen in real war? Like,
that's kind of the way real world works. You don't, like, sit in a room and pick all your little people to throw out.
It happened in Independence Day.
This will
You know what did happen.
Independence Day!
Does the actual strategist, you know, does he actually...
No,
does he actually go into an airplane?
They have field commanders that do, yeah.
Oh, that game sucked!
But, I mean, no, think about it. I mean, it's like, you're flying an airplane, and they're like, order, sir. Well, I don't know what the situation is on the ground because I'm in the air.
Wow. Because yeah. I'm flying an airplane right now.
Field commander was the reason I got rid of my PSP.
Anyway, I played Street Fighter 4 this week. Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Cool.
Because I downloaded the costume pack.
Which
1,000
one?
Points. The whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, they've got a complete costume pack.
It's 1,000 points or what is that?
It's like $11.
I want the Monsters costume pack for Little Big Planet.
Well, then go buy it.
I will.
Don't tell me about what you want.
Go buy it.
Motherfucker.
Go buy it.
Dude, I haven't played Little Big Planet in forever.
I know, I haven't either. Again. I was thinking about that the other day. We all need to get online and play.
Amen.
It'd be awesome. And the last 360 game I played besides Red Faction, which we already talked about, was Arkanoid. And I was trying to beat Episode 1. Motherfucker, I got to level 21 and it still wasn't over. I was an hour into the game. I'm like, how fucking long is it? And you can't continue. You can't save it like level 20 and come back later. You got to beat it all in one sitting. Weird. So I got pissed off and turned it off. I like Arkanoid. I really do. I have fun with that game. But I can only take so much, man.
I can only take so much block breaking.
I know. I'm like, it's like next level 21. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like walking on a tightrope, you know?
It is. It's like, seriously, 10 levels would have been fine. 15 levels would have been okay. 20 would have been pushing it. Apparently it's 30.
For chapter 1.
Yes.
That's like if you were playing Load Runner and you had to beat all the missions.
Dude,
mission
fuck
one.
That.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. Was there like 255? Yeah, screw that. No, thank you. Now I'll move on. The only thing I played on DS was like 2 weeks ago, which was I reviewed 101 in one minigames or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so, that good, not huh?
So well,
good.
There's some really cool stuff in there. Like, basically, it's like 101 Flash games on your DS.
Nice.
And they're only like 5 minutes long, each one of them. The basketball would have been really cool had the ball not always either gone over the rim or short of the rim.
Maybe you there just was, need to get better.
Dude, I did it 65 times, and then I handed the system to somebody else. Couldn't do it either. It was either nice. Over the rim or under the rim. Like, there's no touch on the ball. There's none at all. But then you do the sushi one, I'm flying right through that. Like, the soccer ball one was neat because you had to keep it in the air, but every time you try to hit it, it wouldn't hit it. So, like, some of the games are really spotty control.
What kind of game mixes basketball and sushi?
Shoot it!
Sounds like the worst idea.
A game from which, Atlas.
I should mention that I haven't really mentioned any of the iPhone games that I play occasionally, but I should mention that I played the trial version of Cooking Mama for the iPhone.
And was it splendid?
It's all right. I mean, yeah, it's Cooking Mama. If you like that game, you'll
Cooking
like it.
Mama.
Flood It, which is a great game that you can buy for free, or that you can get for free.
you can buy it
for free.
I wish I could buy everything for free.
You can download Flood It for free. It's really,
that's
really
a good. Price.
Ouch is kind of cool. Ouch is like the iPhone version of Pain. Like, you got a little guy and you can, like, ouch.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine the meeting for that? We want a game that's just like Pain. What are we going to call it?
Ouch.
Ouch.
Let's call it Ouch.
How about we have the sequel and it's just called Fuck?
Oh my God!
That's the AO version, the adults only version of
Hurt.
Pain.
Let's call it Hurt. Oh wait, that's a Nine Inch Nails song that sucks. Anyway, let's move on.
I hurt myself.
See, Johnny Cash's version today. Was awesome.
Oh man,
dude, Johnny Cash's version was 100% better than the Nine Inch Nails version.
We're in agreement there.
Even the dude from Nine Inch Nails said that the Johnny Cash version was better than his version.
That's probably because he
nothing
couldn't remember
Johnny
his
Cash
version.
Does is good. Nothing.
What?
What?
Nothing. Overrated.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
I don't even know you anymore.
Johnny Cash is the man.
I hate country music, and I love Johnny Cash. You need to be kicked.
Yeah.
DS-wise, I think that was it. I didn't play anything on my PS3, which I just never logged onto it, but I did play the shit out of my PSP. I'm actually playing a game for review that Since this episode doesn't go live until tomorrow, I can actually talk about it because I wasn't allowed to talk about it until tomorrow. See, in that
embargo.
I'm under embargo.
Embargo.
I'm not allowed to talk about Rock Band Unplugged for the PSP.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And how's that?
It's very cool, actually.
Really?
If you're a fan of Rock Band, though, you're going to have to take a huge step back, as this is not like Rock Band. It's very much like Amplitude and Frequency.
Okay, I was kind of expecting it to be something like that, yep. Because, you know, obviously.
Basically, while you're playing, and this is where it's not like Rock Band, you think, oh, I'm a Rock Band guy, I can go in here and play on hard. No, you have to play all four instruments at the same time.
What?
So basically, wow. You have four tracks running across the board, and you use the triggers to slide between each track. Well, each track, when you slide to it, has this thing called, like, its section, and it's a section of notes. If you hit that section of notes, that track will play by itself for a little bit, so you can move over to another track. Basically, you have to keep
wow.
each track going.
So it's like micromanagement. It's like rhythm game meets micromanagement.
Yeah, it's basically just like Amplitude, where you would switch the track around to play the drums,
yeah.
and then you would switch it around to play the beats. And
okay.
this is the same thing. You switch between bass, guitar, drum, and vocals. And basically the button layout is on the left side, the left and up are the two buttons on the left side, and on this side it's triangle and circle. And basically you just hit the notes in that kind of same Rock Band kind of pattern. But some, like, I put it up on hard because, you know, that's what I play Rock Band on when I play regular. And switching between tracks and going between hard because I'm not used to where the buttons are, I was all over the place when I was trying to play it. I'm like, I failed songs all the time.
Are there any exclusive songs, too?
Yes, there are actually, like, 7 exclusive songs that are not in any version of Rock Band, at least for a while. I'm trying to remember one of them. I know Blink-182's What's My Age Again oh. is one of them. And there's like 7 songs that aren't available. There will be 10 songs at launch on the store. This is the first PSP game to use the store within the game, so you can download songs from there at the same price as the regular, you know. There's a cool mode that basically is called, I like to call it suicide mode, and basically you have all four instruments going at the same time with no help. So you basically just have to switch back and forth between all of them at once. And it's insane.
Wow.
There's a practice mode you can go into, and basically you can just, you know, play one instrument the whole time, which is how I learned how to practice around with it. And it's really challenging once you get into it. But it's kind of fun, especially with the headphones on, and the music actually sounds good. It's a different take on Rock Band. And instead of where a Guitar Hero made a portable version of Guitar Hero, this is like a different kind of game. So I think that's what kind of separate. I think it was a better idea to go this way than it was to go with trying to mimic.
Yeah.
You know, as much as Guitar Hero worked on the DS, I think this was a better idea. Because you still get the music, you get the gameplay of Amplitude or Frequency, and it's actually not bad. It's actually kind of fun. So.
Cool.
Also on the PSP, I downloaded the demo of Monster Hunter Freedom Unite.
Freedom! I was thinking about
that. I haven't downloaded that yet. I need to.
I was thinking about downloading it, but then I thought, why don't I just play the last one?
I totally don't get this game. It's not for me. Like,
It takes some getting used to. It's not like anything you've ever really played.
You definitely can't jump in at all. You have to learn how to play the game.
If you go into it, learn
what you've learned.
When you first look at it, it seems like it should be similar to Phantasy Star.
Yes.
But if you go into it trying to play it like you would play Phantasy Star, you are going to get destroyed mercilessly.
Yeah, I just ran over and found the monster and tried to kill it.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, and then I got done. And seriously, I have a cat walking around with me.
Oh, that's not in the other one. So
yeah, there's you get a helper character, and it's a cat. And
that's
that's
actually one of their mascots for the series.
Yeah, he's running around behind me, and I've got my headphones on, and I'm playing. And
there's cats scattered around all over the place.
But he's my helper character.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around with him, and I'm out there like looking for stuff and trying to walk around the level, which it looks good for a PSP game. Don't get me wrong. And I'm walking around, all of a sudden I hear in the background. I'm like, the fuck? He just goes off and fights whatever the fuck. He pays no attention to me. I'm like, and the controls are so goddamn complicated.
They're weird, yeah.
Like, you hold down the L bumper, or the hold down the left trigger, and you can cycle through your items, but at the same time, that also sheaths your weapon or takes your weapon out, and you got different attacks depending on if your weapon's out or not.
There's different weapons, and each weapon has its own different style.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, dude, this made my brain explode.
It's very, very complex.
Did anybody watch the British documentary of Monster Hunter on the internet? I think, yeah. It was this video where it's like a 10-minute documentary of how it's kind of fun because the dude that was presenting the documentary was like from, you know, was British and it looked like it was like London, but he was talking about Japan.
What the fuck?
In the documentary, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Anyway,
but anyway, but yeah, there. Get this, man. There's actually Monster Hunter Camp in Japan.
Wow,
where Japanese people actually go to a camp, an actual campsite,
to learn how to play Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
reservation to go to Monster Rancher Camp,
and basically at night time,
Monster Rancher, Monster Hunter,
at night time,
one of those
all,
two,
probably, or Pokemon Camp. It's
like over here, you know, Dragon at night time, the bonfire, you know, right. You roast marshmallows and stuff like that. Over there at Monster Hunter Camp, at night time, they're all sitting around playing
Monster
DS.
Hunter.
Yeah, I mean PSP Monster Hunter, you know, in a big giant room.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you almost really have to treat it more like an MMO than like a standard MMO than anything else. You're gonna have to take down some of the bigger guys. You're either gonna have to have a really, really good strategy, or you're gonna have to have more than one person.
Yeah,
and it's helpful if you have both, especially for some of the bigger characters.
But I'm sorry I interrupted you.
That game totally, you have fun with that. The last thing I'm going to talk about is I got this at the last minute, and Nipponichi actually asked me to take a look at this game early because they're afraid it's going to get lost in the E3 shuffle.
It's a nipple.
They gave me early access to a game called Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman.
What?
That's the name of the game.
No wonder they're afraid that this is going to get sidetracked.
Yeah, it's called Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman, and basically it is a tower defense game on the PSP.
Uh-huh.
And you're underneath, you're in the dungeon of your castle, you're like an evil guy. And the dialogue is hilarious, because like he's talking to you the whole time, and he treats you as God. He keeps calling you God. He's like, I don't know why I have to teach you the tutorial, you should know how to do this, God. You know, and he's telling you. And basically what you have to do is you have to take this pickaxe, and you have to go down into the dungeon and like break the blocks, and then these little monsters come out, and basically you create a food chain. You create these little things that spawn into these little bugs. The bugs eat those, and they turn into like these butterflies. The butterflies get eaten by these other things, and they turn into like lizard men.
What?
And basically the premise of the game is you have to build an area for your dude to hide, and then you have to put defense in front of it, and then the heroes come into the castle and come down into the dungeon to capture your dude, your evil emperor dude, and you have to protect him by setting up all these enemies to stop him.
This sounds like the coolest game ever made.
You should definitely check it out. It's pretty fucked up.
When does it come out?
Wow, it's not until July. But
really?
I got to play through the first three story levels.
How's the game, like the artwork? How does it look?
It looks like your typical PSP Japanese kind of game, you know.
Man,
goofy-looking characters.
Disgaea.
Nah, not really Disgaea. A little more, not short and fat. You know, they're a little more like tall and skinny. But there's not very many characters in the game. Like, I unlocked 18% of the Almanac just by playing the demo. So, but the heroes are fucking, this game is so funny. I was laughing while I was playing it. Because the heroes will come, and they will come down into the dungeon. And then when they attack, they're like, hi-yo! And like the descriptions of the characters are freaking hilarious. Like
that
one
sounds
of them,
like Nipponichi.
Yeah, one of the characters is like he's 15 years old and he finally left his mom's basement and it said under sex, yes please. You know, it was even the description of all the stuff of the character. And like the girl character that's in there, it says wait, it said she slapped us.
Nice.
It's really funny. Like the dude that's talking to you is just hilarious.
So basically, you're God. You play the part of God.
You play the part of God, and you have to create the food chain.
And you're helping the evil overlord.
Yeah, try to stay away from the heroes coming to kill him.
Wow.
I gotta get this game.
It's absolutely hilarious. I think it's a really incredibly quirky game, and I think it would be really fun.
Oh man,
it's definitely portable.
Awesome.
Happy because like the levels are literally like 5 to 10 minutes long.
Well, that's good.
So you know, and it's really kind of cool the way it plays out. But it's funny as hell.
Man, this game's now on my radar.
Yeah, You should definitely. It's definitely a game for you. And I actually laughed quite a bit while I was playing it last night. So I actually had to sit down and play it at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I wanted to be able to talk about it today. And then I'm gonna write up a little preview for it this week. So the demo I think goes live next week. This cool. was sent out to us so that we could take a look at it early.
Oh, okay. So, cool.
But that is it. That is my massive.
Wow.
And I'm very busy. This week I've got Terminator to play, Infamous to play. Yeah, I know that won't take me long. Infamous, Terminator. I've got another Wii game coming. Oh, I didn't even talk about the Wii stuff that I played. I forgot I played Mad World and Klonoa.
Oh, what'd you think of Mad World?
I like Mad World, but I don't agree with you that I couldn't do it without the motion controls. Because I got tired of them after a while.
Really?
Yeah.
See, like, I think that I don't think the game would be as good without the motion controls.
I don't like the, like, every time I want to throw something on somebody, I got to waggle. You know, I could just press a button. It would be the same effect. I do like the game a lot, though. I love the art style of it. And I love, like, just obliterating people. Like, the blood challenges.
Yeah, like when you had to blood throw bath the, challenges.
When you got to throw the guy into this pit, and the pit just keeps dropping a spike thing down on top of him, and it fills up with blood like a pool.
Yeah.
Or the human darts. Yeah. It was absolutely hilarious.
I like the train one, too.
Yeah, the train
one. In the first level. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Throwing him into the train as the train comes by.
It's awesome.
It's a violent motherfucking game.
It's awesome, though.
I really need to turn off the sound effect because it's so broken on the Wii remote when you do the chainsaw. Like, sometimes you'll do it, and then, like, 2 seconds later, it goes... Awesome. But slicing people in half with your chainsaw, that I can't see being done with a button. But your chainsaw is so useless in the game because you don't get any points for it.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
like,
you do, just but not as much. Right.
Like, you get more points for putting the sign through the guy's head, then putting him in the tire, then putting him in the rose bush, and then all this other stuff, you know. It's very violent. And I played Klonoa, too, but you talked about that, so.
Yeah.
I did review it. It was an awesome
game. Well, just wait till you play Terminator because I hate these robots.
These robots?
Oh, I forgot to mention, too, that the there's a part where I'm standing still because I went to get a Coke, and he's like, and John Connor's just kind of sitting there, and then the guy looks over at me. He's like, so what's the plan, brother? And they show the subtitles to it, and brother was spelled B-R-U-T-H-A.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm like, really?
Brother.
I'm sure there's a million and one other things that I got to play this week, but I have no idea what they are yet. Oh, I'm really looking forward to Wallace and Gromit on Wednesday for the Xbox Live Arcade. It's been a long time since I played a Wallace and Gromit game. A
couple of years?
Yeah. Oh.
So what, Konami did one?
Yeah. Now that we've had an insane amount of fondling.
That's the longest fondling session, I think, of all time.
That's what she said.
Gambus likes to take it slow and sweet.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to do some Killer Wolverine dirt, even though...
I just want to take it nice and slow.
I thought he was going to say ass. We're going to do Killer Wolverine's dirt, even though he's not here.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Some Guy Who's Not Here's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Killer Wolverine's Sweaty Men Simulator on the UFC Undisputed Engine. Now you can recreate a typical Saturday night at Killer Wolverine's house by watching sweaty men roll around on the floor. It gives a whole new meaning to rear naked choke. And now your host, Some Guy Who Is Here.
Yep. Yeah, I'm here, and that's nasty. Anyway, Nintendo has announced they'll be releasing a Metroid Prime trilogy for the Wii this summer.
Hmm.
It'll include all three games, their original storyline and settings, but the first two will get Wiimote support.
And upgraded graphics to match the Wii's power. Oh, wait a minute.
You know what? That's an awesome package.
It is.
I will buy the shit out of that.
It's a great awesome package.
I will not.
I'm just saying that, yeah, never mind.
Apparently, Zhuon, the Grudge, is coming to the Wii.
Yeah. I saw a little trailer about it.
Did you?
Yeah, it looked pretty scary. It reminded me of Fatal Frame.
Oh, apparently, Satoru Iwata was on a conference call, had some talk about new hardware. Said, we do not think the Nintendo DS and Wii will last forever. Our internal hardware teams are always researching and working on new hardware so that we can launch them whenever we find a very interesting idea. You may not be able to believe this, but even when Nintendo has completed a hardware, it does not mean that we will surely launch it. New hardware is not needed until the time our software developers see the end in making new software with the existing hardware, or unless we have no more new market to explore and all the potential customers have purchased our hardware.
We are announcing the Wii HD.
We're announcing Wii Motion Plus.
Plus.
Yeah. give me a break. Everybody's always making new hardware.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that we need it.
It's all about that time where the little mumblings and grumblings.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Because we're reaching that 5-year mark, so, you know.
The 5-year mark can just
suck
it.
Yeah. Suck it. Say suck it.
Suck it.
There you go. Apparently, Tecmo has announced
Family
Fun Football for the Wii.
Yeah.
Did you watch the trailer?
No.
It actually looked kind of fun.
Get back to me when you announce Tecmo Bowl for Xbox Live Arcade.
How about you announce Mario Football? I mean, you want to whore out Mario. I mean, the coolest idea you could do would be a Mario football game.
Dude, that would be freaking awesome.
You can use all the mascots. You can have little toadies for Mario's protection line. You can have little Koopa Troopers for I mean, it would be awesome. You have Bowser's a running back, and
would be awesome.
But you know,
I think Bowser
just do
would have
Wii
to be
music
a quarterback
too instead.
They should do Nintendo All Stars Football and have all their characters in it.
That I would buy that.
That would be sweet.
New character revealed for Batman: Arkham Asylum, Poison Ivy. Did you watch the trailer?
Ivy.
Badass looking.
I don't want to watch any more on Batman because it just makes me cry. I gotta wait.
It looks like there's a Resident Evil boss in that trailer.
Speaking of which, disappointingly enough, Champions got pushed back till September.
I know Boogeyman's probably excited about Fuel. I'm very excited about Fuel. Well, Fuel has broken a record in the Guinness Book of World Records Gamers Edition. It is the biggest console game of all time.
Biggest as in how?
World size.
Scale.
Yes.
It's world size?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Huge game.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me something not designed. So it's the biggest game of all
boom,
time
in
terms of actual, like,
how big the world is.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how big it is. And you can free roam this entire. In fact, there's an achievement for driving from one point to the other without using the helicopter.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah, the game is not only huge, has 70 different vehicle types, everything from dragsters to dune buggies, ATVs, bikes. I mean, the thing is.
And it has changing weather
patterns. Codemasters, who's the bomb anyway, as far as racing games go.
Yeah.
And then they said, when they first announced the game, they said that the size of the game, the scale of the game, which I guess now confirms that how huge it's going to be, but they said that the size of Burnout Paradise, this game makes Burnout Paradise dwarfed in comparison.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how massive this game is.
So when does this game come out?
2 weeks.
Three weeks.
Same week as E3, I think. I think it's the 2nd of June. So there you go.
And, of course, it'll get looked under the radar. Unless they do a demo.
Yeah, they need to do a
demo. If they do a demo, then it might actually do some sales. But typical Codemasters, they don't ever do
the continent of Africa?
You just get one continent, you know?
Yeah, you get one continent. You know, you drive around for about 5-6 hours.
As we've been hinting at the whole show.
Well, not really
the whole show. We're doing a contest for Texas Cheat'em Codes for PlayStation Network, and it's time for the word. Are you ready for the word?
The bird is the word.
The bird is the word.
But that's not the word.
That's not the word.
The word is not bird. So if you followed all that, and now it's time to send your emails to contests@ztgamedomain.com. That's contests@ztgamedomain.com with the word Pringles in it. Pringles, bitch. Pringles.
Where's your curly mustache?
Where's your curly mustache?
It's just Pringles, though.
Fuck the Knicks.
So, and we will randomly choose the winners.
Neato.
We'll announce them on next week's show. We'll announce
Sentinel.
Them on next week's show. Plus, we will send the emails to the winners during next week's show.
You know what that password is? Marvel, baby.
Pringles, bitch.
Pringles.
It's Marvel, baby.
Everybody waiting on Kojima's big announcement. Kojima's big countdown that ended the other night. Guess what it was for?
Another countdown.
Another countdown.
Hey, man, that is so. That is so.
I forgot the E3 was later this year, so I have to reset the calendar.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody kind of knew. If you read the like source code posts and stuff, you kind of knew that it was going to be another countdown. But it's still stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty sad when people are reading source codes.
Yeah. Well.
I gotta find out what it is.
If
you
it's
can, early,
if it's
so
not,
I can be cool.
If it's not,
I can be the first to post and go, I know first because I'm better than you.
Thing is, if it's not,
I am the master.
Gambus is trying to get a point out.
If it's not a sequel to Zone of the Enders or a sequel or a remake to
Snatcher,
or the sequel to Snatcher,
of course, everybody on this podcast. for him probably is like Snatcher. The hell's that?
But it's like, if it's not one of those games.
Some
people
that know
if it's another Metal Gear game, I'm sorry. Metal Gear Solid 4 was one of the best games ever made, but it was partially because it was such a perfect ending to a series.
Well, this will be a prequel to that ending.
If it's a prequel or a sequel to Metal Gear, I'll just say that'll be weak.
Weak. Wow. Weak what was sauce. That sound?
Weak sauce.
Confirmed.
But you know something? I'd probably still buy it anyway.
Yeah. Well, so, that, judging,
although that 5 that everybody thinks it is on the little flash animation, uh-huh, might not be a 5. It could be an S, which could be for Snatcher, or it could be that Kojima's taken over Shenmue.
That picture, though, does not match Zone of the Enders or Snatcher.
No.
It seems like it only matches Metal Gear unless he's coming out with a new IP.
Did you see the rest of it?
The E and the 3.
The E and the 3. So it's obviously going to be announced at E3. But
right.
They think it's Metal Gear Solid 5 at E3.
Right.
That's what they think it is. So we'll see.
Well, I'm hoping that it's Enders 3.
They shouldn't do another Metal Gear 2. I mean, one per console.
Well,
because they got to give a development
time.
PS2 got two.
Although, originally, didn't he want to do 3 on the PlayStation 3, but it wasn't coming along fast enough, so he did it on 2 instead.
They got to give it development time, man.
Even if it gets announced at E3, I don't want to see it till 2011.
And maybe it would be Metal Gear The Ride.
Exactly.
The Ride.
That would be sweet. Hey, you
Metal
know
Gear The Ride.
And you have to use a crazy wireless light gun.
You know what would be really cool?
And you have to use it like Tony Hawk. Or you have to use it.
You know,
there's no way around it, and we're going to ruin the series by making it something that no fan will ever like.
You know what I think would be awesome? If Kojima's next game actually appeases all fans of his of most of his series. Like if it's a futuristic game where you take control of Raiden, has some stealth mechanics in it, has references to Solid Snake, the Patriots, all that stuff. But then at the same time, because it's in the future, then toward the end he takes control of a mech, goes into outer space, starts fighting other mechs, and turns into Zone of the Enders prequel at the end of the game. I think that would be ingenious.
What if he came out and said, not in Metal Gear 5, well now you can waggle your snake on the Wii.
Oh, waggle your snake!
and it's a Wii exclusive.
Ooh, snap.
A Wii exclusive.
You want to watch the internet explode?
Oh. Your head explode.
Anyway, moving on. Digital comics are now available for the iPhone and the iTouch. You can buy individual episodes for 99 cents or get the full collections for $3.99.
And isn't that the Terminator?
Yes, that's the Terminator.
I hate these robots.
The Terminator.
As we mentioned earlier, Monster Hunter Freedom Unite demo is on the PSN.
Don't play it by yourself.
Koei's E3 appearance. Apparently they're going to
press A a bunch of times.
What I understand, they're going to have a fog machine on standby.
Well, you've heard of all the Japanese companies not showing to E3 because of the swine flu, obviously, because it's had an epidemic now in Japan. Koei said that they were going to send a limited number of people, whereas Capcom is talking about not showing at all.
Wow. Wow. So, Capcom's going to let the swine flu beat them.
Damn pigs.
Steven,
Ryu wouldn't let the swine flu stop him.
He would have Duken.
Steven Toulouse has a cryptic tweet. Head of
That's
Xbox Live Policy and Enforcement.
Flu.
Apparently, this is what he said. He said, wow, I got to play with Redacted's new Redacted on the next version of Redacted's Redacted. It was awesome.
Nice.
What do those Redacted's mean? Is that like Red Ring of Death?
Maybe they're going to turn...
Redacted means it had to be pulled back.
Microsoft should turn the Red Ring of Death into a game.
They should. It should be an Xbox Live Arcade game.
Redacted means he posts something, or it means that they made him remove something.
Yeah, I know.
What's but that? He's doing okay. Just
I just want to know what was in those.
What was that Brutal Legend news?
It's just a trailer.
Oh, okay.
Just a trailer. Tiger Woods demo's out. You know this.
I haven't played it yet.
Tiger Woods 10. Red Faction multiplayer demo's out. Apparently, Warner Brothers has made an offer to buy Midway.
So they can make
Mortal Kombat
another terrible
DC.
Mortal Kombat movie.
Mortal Kombat movie? They already greenlighted one of those like ages ago.
I know.
It's never coming out. I was thinking more along the lines of Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
That's a possibility, I guess.
Yeah.
Could be Mortal versus DC. Could be trying to lock it down.
Lock it up. Warner Brothers announced The Watchmen 2. Watchmen Part 2. Not the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, did you read this press release?
No.
When you buy the Blu-ray version of Watchmen, you get Watchmen Part 1 and Part 2 on the disc, on the Blu-ray, for the PlayStation 3 network.
Seriously?
Plus, it's also the director's cut that comes with the extra 25 minutes of footage.
Nice.
So how much is the Blu-ray going to cost then?
I didn't get a price.
Probably $80.
Yeah, $80 or something. I don't know, but that sounds like the one I'll pick up, yeah.
Steel Princess is out for the DS. That's a weird picture, man.
That is a weird picture. It's kind of scary.
Activision announced the PGR guy, Bizarre Creations, new Blur. Racing game.
Blur.
Blur, apparently named after a
wildly
successful 90s band.
Woohoo! Blur.
Apparently Pepsi and Rock Band are going to team up to make you famous, but not infamous. You can drink up and rock out. Give away thousands of Rock Band DLC, music tracks, and games.
This message was brought to you by Pepsi.
Look at this chick's shirt, dude. The Damnation launch info. Look at that shirt.
That's not a shirt.
That's not a shirt.
That's a bra at best.
That's like half of a
vest.
That's
a bra with sleeves. How does that work?
You can check out the multiplayer video at damnationgame.com. Zoo Publishing announced Groovin' Blocks for the Wii and iPhone.
Groovin'. Looks like it pushes the Wii to its absolute limit.
Now, when I saw this news, I got excited, and then I read it, and I got disappointed.
Obviously.
New Star Wars Battlefront games have been announced.
Yay!
For the PSP and DS.
Crap.
They're both called
Star
Wars.
The last PSP one was pretty decent, though.
Yeah, but you know you want.
Yes.
Republic Command?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Oh, you're fired.
You're fired.
They're both called Elite
Squadron.
You're
the special guest. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, how can you fire us, special guest?
Oh, snap. He just laid the smackdown on you. There'll be new Hawks DLC.
Sweet.
Coming soon, so you know you all
about. Hopefully you get the SR-71
Blackbird.
Yes.
I don't think so. That's not really a... No, not
that,
really
going to happen. That aircraft is in the new Transformers movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've been waiting all week to say this. There's a new Trico trailer out on the internet. It was leaked. Wow, that looks stupid.
What?
Serious? Are you really excited about a little dude running around with a giant ferret?
Were you really excited about a little dude running around fighting giant monsters in Shadow of Colossus?
That's a lot cooler than a ferret.
Or a dude running around holding a girl's hand?
No, I wasn't excited about that.
They were both great games.
Colossus was. That's all I'm going to say. Whatever.
Awesome.
Whatever.
They were both great games. I do agree that Shadow of Colossus was better, but they were both great games. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, keep looking forward to it.
I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
Grow up.
Stupid.
Grow up.
We already talked about Capcom not coming to E3, so that may mean no Dead Rising 2. Disappointing.
That's sad.
New Killzone 2 DLC announced with a new, in the form of Flash and Thunder map pack. Heading out
God of Thunder.
June 11th. Apparently Capcom has decided to release their games the same day on Steam as they do at retail, which is becoming common.
Yeah.
Atlas is going to be bringing Demon's Souls.
Oh, yes.
To North America.
That is big news. Have you heard about the game?
That makes me excited.
It's got dynamic multiplayer capabilities.
I know.
You can actually affect the other person's single player game.
Kind of like Fable 2.
Yeah, but I heard that this is going to...
Well, I no doubt that it'll be much better because Fable 2 was nothing what it promised, right?
Yeah.
Never is. At least it's half of it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a rumor going around that The Secret of Monkey Island is coming to Xbox Live.
I want Adventures of Willy Beamish on Xbox
that's
Live.
That's big news, too.
I want some more point-and-click adventure games to come to...
Full Throttle.
Yeah, I was about ready to say Full Throttle.
They just released Broken Sword on the Wii.
I know,
you
but
can go
that's,
play
yeah. that's on the Wii.
As a matter of fact,
you have a Wii!
It's on yeah. the DS.
I heard that the DS version's actually slightly better.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, Siberia is like identical to the 360 version.
Yeah.
On a DS. Or not 360, but regular Xbox.
So. Well, I hope so. Apparently there's going to be some ghost butter.
What are you going to put on your toast? I'd probably put some ghost butter on it.
Put a little ghost on your toast.
It's a toast of the month.
I ain't afraid of no toast.
Apparently there's going to be pre-orders.
Who you going to call?
If you pre-order at GameStop, you get a t-shirt and an in-game suit. Pre-order at Walmart, you get an in-game gold proton pack. Ooh, so you can hunt ghosts in style.
And some butter.
Some bling bling.
And if you pre-order the game at Best Buy, you can play as either the mayor or the ghoul.
I can't believe it's not Buster.
Nope. Anyway, additionally, there's the Ghostbusters video game Slimer Edition at Amazon.com.
Dude, how many editions do you need, seriously?
45. There's a Slimer bust created by the original movie sculptor Steve Johnson. Comes with complete certificate of authenticity signed by him himself. Ghostbusters Minimates, Ghostbusters Gamer Graphics,
sorry,
and an Ecto-1 keychain that lights up and makes a siren sound.
Wow. I wonder how much that's going to cost.
$100!
Probably a lot more than a stick of ghost butter, that's for sure.
Some of that toast with the ghost.
THQ and Volition have announced a second DLC pack for Saints Row 2. Apparently it comes out this week. It's called Corporate Warfare.
Hmm.
560 space bucks or $7.
Fuel.
Dollars.
Games. Face Games. Has announced Hurry Up Hedgehog.
I'm actually.
Come on, think about this. This is just like Sonic.
I'm more inclined to believe it's probably Games.
It should be called Hurry Up and Die Sonic.
It should be called Hurry Up and Return This Game to the Store.
We have to send out.
I need to put that hedgehog out of his misery.
We have to send out this special shout to my dude at Nippon Ichi. It only took them 2 years. To release this game. We reviewed this game 2 years ago, and it just came out. Poochie Poochie Virus.
Poochie.
Nice.
It just came out. Poochie Poochie. It finally made its way to the stores.
Poochie Poochie Virus.
There's a new screenshot of APB.
Looks
weird.
Weird.
But I bet it's awesome.
Yeah, it should be awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently there's another Dynasty Warriors 6 Empire.
Jesus Christ. I love the Dynasty Warriors games, but it's getting out of control.
Oh, there's a little rumor now with a picture of Microsoft's handheld.
That looks completely generic. That's the most fake-ass picture I've ever seen in my life.
Did you know like a Nintendo controller?
Apparently awful. You can make your own Pacific Bombshell Beauties on the Pinup website. You can go make your own Gambus. So go for it. D3 announced the new Ben 10 Alien Force game.
Ben 10!
I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Oh, I bet it sucks.
There's a Cash Cab game coming to mobile.
What?
You watch Cash Cab?
No.
Cash Cab's
awesome. Yeah, it is. It's
basically
cool.
Dudes get in the cab, and then he quizzes them and pays them money until they get to their destination. That's
a
fun
never
show.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
It's a great. They're bringing it to mobile. I don't know how that'll work.
Your mom's bringing it to mobile. And by mobile, I mean mobile home.
Indeed. The internet exploded on Bethesda's announcement of bullshit. That their exclusive DLC for 360 is now coming to PS3.
Da, 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 da.
Yay!
You know, this is a great thing for gamers, horrible thing for marketing. Don't bullshit people.
Yeah, don't lie and say that. I'm so sick of people saying exclusive when it's really timed exclusive. But,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It's a great thing for... that picture. It's a great thing for gamers. I'm glad that the folks on PS3 will be able to enjoy it. And actually, hopefully, the people on PS3 will get fixed versions of the DLC.
Yeah, maybe it'll work when you release it.
Yeah.
Unlike on the 360.
I'm gonna wait for the Game of the Year edition of Fall.
Just wait till next year. There'll be a Game of the Year edition.
Game of the Year.
In the most awesome picture ever of Will Wright.
Yes.
He leaves EA to create a new, called the Stupid Fun Club. And he's going to create new IPs across games, movies, toys, and more.
Dude, in that picture, he looks like he should be saying, whip it! Into shape! Get it straight.
Shape it up.
Stupid Fun Club is like the second best video game company name ever. Right behind the creators of Ken's favorite game, Flower, called That Game Company.
That Game Company.
That's a great freaking name.
Well,
who is it made by? That Game Company.
At least they have a good name.
Wow.
Ugh.
Hater.
The PS3 Slim pictures have been leaked on the internet.
That's fake. That's the PlayStation 3, I think, the Chinese knockoff version.
Yeah,
of what
the
it looks
illegal
like.
One.
Oh, shit.
Way to go.
I just unplugged the boogeyman, at least.
Way to go.
And maybe others. Here,
way
you
to,
plug
way
this
to,
shit back
way
in.
To fuck
I don't
it
know.
Up.
I don't know how
way
to plug
to fuck it
in.
Up. Now I can't even tell what the hell's going on. Nobody can hear you.
Ken's
so.
Still on.
There you go.
There, now you're back
on. I have
on.
No audio.
Apparently, Daisy Fuentes is pilating for the Wii.
I got nothing.
You mean Pilates?
I'm going to say Pilates.
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 There we go.
You just want to look at that?
That's a nice picture.
I like Daisy Fuentes.
There you go. Echo Daisy Chrome got a title Fuentes. Update. That's an awesome picture, too. The 360 magic wand.
Wow.
Not shown in this picture, the 360 magic wand.
Yeah, exactly. 360 magic wand. Look at these ugly guys.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom is coming stateside for
the
Wii.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that. Are you?
Yeah, I'm very looking forward to it.
And Champions Online has been delayed.
Boo.
September 1st.
Boo.
This is awesome,
dude. This is a. You need to go to Killer Wolverine's news blog and just check out the priceless pictures.
He uses the best pictures
of this little balloon-looking dog catching a frisbee for Wii Sports Resort.
Oh man, I gotta get that game because of the balloon dog.
No, you gotta get it because of motion sensor 2.0.
Yeah.
You will now include table tennis and golf.
Mm. Nice.
Apparently, Bethesda is going to target a mature Wii audience.
That exists.
Yeah, that showed.
Yeah, 66,000 people bought Mad World. There you go.
That's all.
There's your mature Wii audience.
This happy guy here is apparently.
Hey, I got a Fu Manchu.
He is a
cheater.
Talking about cheaters' gamer tags being tagged. I don't know how this is new. I thought they already did this.
I don't think they tag them, though.
Yeah, they put cheater on their gamer card.
Oh, do they?
Initially, yeah. Nice. I don't know what's changed. I don't know. Apparently, Fight Night Round 4 is to be more accessible, which that's an awesome picture,
unless
too.
You like using the button combinations.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just kidding. They might be in the full version. I don't know.
Guitar Hero 5 to empower fans to rock the way they want.
What the hell does that mean?
Way to be incredibly vague.
Look at the picture, though.
Rock the way you want.
Three drummers.
Nice. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe you can play four guitarists.
Maybe you could be the Blue Man Group.
Here we go.
That's the way I want.
Maybe you could sing, I'm blue.
Before you announce this. Boo. Okay, now to you.
Tony Hawk is now going to use a peripheral.
Peripheral.
With Tony Hawk Ride.
Boo.
You get a little skateboard controller that looks like a black banana.
It does look like a black banana.
How about that?
Yummy. And there were rumblings and grumblings that probably will never come true, but there were rumblings and grumblings that it was going to be 360 exclusive.
In Europe.
Yes.
Yeah, in Europe, which is probably not going to happen.
I don't care and just bring it on the Wii because I don't want to play it. Don't force me to use a peripheral.
Peripheral?
I'll force you to use a peripheral.
I'll force a peripheral
Bullshit.
Up your ass.
Wow, that was...
So I got a choice. I get to write.
See, I was kind of blurring the line.
Yeah, I get to,
you
I,
just went straight
let
out
guess.
And said that you were going to anally rape
guess.
Him
it's
with a peripheral.
The,
I get to ride either a fake wireless skateboard or do a Hadouken to do an ollie. There's my choices on the skateboard again. Fuck the world.
I do a Hadouken to do an ollie.
Hadouken!
So we have our shout-outs before we get out of here because we're way over.
Yeah, we're way over.
Next I ran
that's pretty awesome,
as fast
though.
As I could.
Well, I mean, we're 2 weeks out, so...
Guess Nexus,
oh my God.
Nexus said he wanted a shout-out, so there you go.
Oh,
we actually
of,
we don't have a whole lot of Twitter shit.
We
are you going to let me do the Twitter shout-out, or are you going to keep talking?
We ran into a real-life fan.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I heard about
really?
That.
Yes. We ran into Mr. Pyrite.
Mr.
Right.
Pyrite.
Was out in the and about in the stores when we were in there one day.
We're just sitting there bullshitting in the store like we always do. Ken came in to buy some points and stuff like that. And
it called us out right there.
He's like, you the boogeyman? He's like, and you're zero. I'm Mr. Pyrite.
I'm like, oh, shit, I ran. Man. I turned and ran. I'm like, fuck, don't kill me. I hate Eco. Wah!
Eco suck.
But no.
No,
so,
I like Eco.
Yeah, there's a shout for that.
There you go.
There you go. Twitter shout-outs. We don't really have a whole lot this week, oddly enough. Article 31 wants to know. He sent this basically 20 minutes into the podcast and had no idea how right he was because it says how many times has the podcast been derailed already. I don't know that we actually even ever started out on the rails this week. No. So, and Zero Tolerance is putting a Hollywood video back on his head.
Boo.
Yeah, don't let that slip too far. You'll die. DV8th Wonder wants to send a shout out to the entire N4G podcast crew.
Hey.
Thank you for that.
Podcast for you.
Ghost Butter. I don't want to tell you what you sound like you're doing.
Kururo wants to say that he's back from Tokyo and it's the best city in the world. And he also wants to wish a happy belated birthday to Kilo. What the heck? That was ridiculously loud. He wants to wish a happy belated birthday to Killer Wolverine, who's
K-Dub.
Not here.
K-Dub.
Yeah. Frustrated Fury says he missed us last week. Thank God we're recording today. He almost killed himself at work last week from boredom.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that, please. Dark Kane 79 says he just lost the game. Sorry, which is you guys can just look it up. Look up "I lost the game" or something on Wikipedia, and you can. I'm not going to go into the whole thing here.
All right. Whatever, man.
Dylan MMC says he wants to give it, he wants us to give a shout out to T-Rex 31 on PSN because that's his bro and he loves the show. So
Rock
there you go.
On.
Shout out to T-Rex 31 and My Dylan MMC.
Okay.
That's all I have for Twitter shout-outs. So
once again, Pringles.
Once again, Pringles is a code word. Sign up for Twitter. Send us shout-outs.
Prediction for Game of the Year is
Your
Brutal
mom.
Legend. That's
really?
That's my first early prediction. Of the
Your
game.
First prediction is Brutal Legend? Did you play it yet?
Don't have to.
What the fuck ever.
I've seen enough on
it's
it.
It's double fine.
It's going to be awesome.
That's all I have to say.
Because Psychonauts won.
I haven't played any of the other games that are coming
Psychonauts
out
should have won.
So I'm just saying.
If I had
right
to
now,
pick out of what I played right now, it'd be Infamous. Hands
saying,
fucking down.
If I had to pick from what I played right now, it'd be Street Fighter.
That'd be a close second.
I'm just
for
saying
me.
We're gonna be going back over this.
Yeah.
You know.
We do an E3 next week
in 6 months. And
yeah, it's E3 predictions next week.
Yeah, E3.
We should mention.
And I might be here for that too.
E3 predictions. It's gonna be a good show because Killer Instinct will be mentioned
and
again.
In the week after that, you're gonna have a very special video presentation. From Gambus Khan and myself as we go live on scene at the Major League Gaming event in Columbus,
right.
Ohio.
BDS.
On the 6th of June.
It's going to be exciting.
And so. Look also that week for lots of E3 videos. We're going to be doing them.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
And there should be video reviews of Wolverine, UFC Unleashed.
Bionic Commando. And
Infamous
coming.
And Infamous.
So it's we got a lot of stuff in the pipe.
In the pipe.
We rock.
All up in the pipe.
All up in the pipe. Get in the butt pipe.
Anyway. Wow. Once again,
you
just talked about anal rape on our show.
I hate these robots.
Mr. Khan, if you'd be so
these
kind.
Nuts.
Bitches.